Blog Talk Radio.
And you're
if you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, Love Shack, yeah, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love getaway, headed for the love getaway.
I got me a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're heading on down to the Love Shack. I got me a Chrysler, and it's about 20, so hurry up and bring your jukebox money.
The Love Shack is a little place where we can get together. Love Shack, baby.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
And it is back to doing mediumship. I was off last week. I have been battling H2O, hydrogen dioxide, water at the house. And so we have been doing an amazing amount of plumbing. And I thought I was over it until early in the week we began having trouble in the bathroom in the house. So I have been off the air doing a nightly battle after work with the toilet. I know how romantic that sounds. And finally, I agreed that with dear old mom that the idea that I actually have plumbing skills inside is a myth. So $200 later, the plumber fixed the problem, and even he had trouble, which made me feel better. So I am the proud owner of a working main bathroom toilet. And, you know, you really don't think about things. You really think that life is this wonderful, glorious thing. And then when the crapper goes, well, there you are. And so anyway, oh, Heavenly Heathen here, Deb S. says, John, just so you know, you aren't the only one battling water. There's no discussion about how to paint the ceilings. It's now replaced the ceilings. Well, there you go. So just take the ceiling out and you've got the sky, sky blue. You don't have to paint. It's beautiful. Except when it rains. So, hey, let's see. I've got Nancy out here. Poor Nancy is out there. Let me see. Oh, my God. Which one is she? I had her on hold, and I think it's this one. Nancy,
hello?
Is that you?
It's
yes.
Me.
Okay.
Okay.
I had 211111-1111 numbers, and I'm going, which one is it? So,
They were both me because I was in the queue, and then all of a sudden, just like about 15 seconds ago, they said, you are now off the queue. So that I thought, well, I better call back in so I could be in the queue again. And so that's why you had all those 111s.
Yeah, it's been weird. I mean, number one, I came in and my atomic clock batteries had died, so I put them in and thought it would be normal. And I'm looking up at my clock, and it's all goofed up now, so I'm having to watch the show clock. And the show clock is all screwed up at Blog Talk. So time right now, I'm just not even going to pay attention to the clocks. I'm just going to let the show run out. And I'll look at my system time clock that I've got over here, which is a separate one, plus my new Kit Kat clock, which is sitting there with the tail wagging over in the corner. So I'll know. Yeah, you know, I collect Kit Kat clocks. I've got this. I actually build clocks. I've got another new clock in the studio, which I haven't even checked. I forgot. I glued it on, and it's over in the corner ticking away beautifully. Nice wooden clock I've got built, and I'm putting some I'm going to accentuate it later in the week. I've got a little light modifications to do that. So, but yeah, time is all screwed up. Water is screwed up. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on, but weird things. And my audio chain was all goofed up. I'm kind of having to. I'm normally used to hearing myself fairly loudly in the headphones, and I'm having to. I can hear you guys fine, but I normally get I can get the feedback from my own voice, and I'm not getting much. So I'm going to be tomorrow ripping the audio component of my studio apart and redoing everything because I think it's just something's goofed up and I'm not sure what yet. So, but the good part is, you know, I did some test audio. We're good to go. So we're going to do a good show tonight, do a little bit of mediumship and do some psychic stuff. And I was going to talk to you, my dear friend, about stout beer. Yes, stout beer.
Yes. I found a beer I like. I'm not a beer drinker, and I went out with my daughter and her significant other, and we stopped at a place in Livermore called Tap 25, and I didn't know what I wanted to drink, you know. So anyway, she gave me a taste of this sample that she had, and it's called Bison Chocolate Stout, and it is so yummy.
Dude.
And I like it because it's not bubbly, you know, too bubbly. I don't like really bubbly things, and it was good. Yes, Bright, you always get Jack.
So the first thing I think of is a mud hole in Yellowstone when I hear bison stout. I know,
but think, take it one step further, bison chocolate stout. Now we're talking goodness.
Yeah, that just really inspires me. I'll take it. You know, now that you have the guts to taste that, I'll give it a try if I can ever find it. So, Bright asks, what does it taste like?
Okay, it is not really hoppy. You know, it doesn't have a lot of hop things in it because I don't do that really well at all. It's got a real nice beer taste in the chocolate. You don't taste the chocolate. It just kind of like smooths out everything. And it's just kind of a nice, rich tasting kind of a beer. And I like it. I don't know. Does that make sense? I don't know. Light beers to me are very bubbly. And I don't like really hoppy beers, like those IPAs. I never liked any kind of beer until I tried the stout. And then now I like stout and I like porter. So I guess I tend to like the darker, heavier beers.
Well, it has nothing to do with your migraine then tonight.
No, because I took meds for that.
Yeah.
And the meds are working, I'm hanging in.
Well, my poor co-host, she is a trooper for coming in to do the show with me feeling like this. So thank you. Thank you for coming in.
No problem. No problem.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've got one caller in, and I think it is Bright. So I'm going to bring her on, but I'll read off who's here. We've got that darn GRI guy keeps showing up at every show. I don't know why.
Who is he?
That damn guy. And he can't even hear himself right now, which is really scary.
He doesn't
Bright
even know how
to here.
Spell his first name. It's Gree.
Yeah.
Gree Stillstream. What does that mean?
Agree.
Yes.
You must agree with me. There you go. Agree. This, well, you know, I mean, I started as Ghost Rider Investigations, you know, and then we went to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, which is the kind of the overarching name we still use, you know, so people just know. Sometimes I'll just slip and say Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we'll. But really, the show is Soulstream, and we may down the road offer the show where we have other gifted people come in and can dial in on the show, kind of like what Kathy does on her show, you know, where she lends out her space out to different people. So we're looking at that down the road a little bit. It's been a kind of a rough year. I mean, you know, with Dad passing, and then we've got the surgeries with Mom, and she's just going in for a couple more cataract surgeries, believe it or not. So she's excited about that because she's tired of looking through smoke, she says. So we're going to be getting that done in the coming month or so. And things are pretty well evening out. But, you know, it's been the car, both cars had trouble. She had her car in the shop yesterday. With the key got stuck in the ignition in her car and couldn't get it out. That's kind of rough, you know, but, you know, it was better than getting stuck on the side of the road. She just could drive it all around and then couldn't shut it off. So we got it to, it's kind of a problem, you know, with these prices of gas. But, you know, the Mustang, I had the Mustang in for 100,000-mile service and found out the tranny was bad, and so I had a $4,000 bill.
Oh boy.
I was like, ow, that hurts.
Yes.
I had plans for that money. You don't understand. So, but you know what? It's good. It shifts like a dream, and it feels like a new car now. I had him just repair everything, and I'm getting it detailed. So it's going to I'll take a picture of it and put it out on Facebook when I get done with it, and that's going to be good. Lots of paranormal stuff going on. Gosh, I don't know. Everybody I've talked to has been having little things going on, and it seems like there's something in the world going on. I don't understand it. Things are really confused, strange, scattered energy, and I see people and I've been kind of taking stock of it. I go over it, and I just throw myself open and see, what am I picking up? People are angry. People are scared, confused, and I'm seeing spirits that are really, they're popping in very strangely. It's not the normal stuff I'm normally getting. The other night I was with the one that, like, although this one I think was one of my relatives coming through, I was I'd just gone to bed, and I looked up, and there's a spirit running back and forth by the from my door over to the bathroom, and it was the day before the bathroom went south. So I was getting a warning about that. So they're around, and I at work and different things. Sometimes we see them out there, and it's just been, I've been feeling weird energy. Something's going on, and I don't know what to make of it. I'm finding it very confusing. It's not the normal type read where I'm certain of what's going down, but I'm going to talk with some other medium friends and see what they're getting, because it's just really scattered. And I think that with the election coming up, and then people are getting all weird and all this strange, you know, the shootings that are going on. That thing in New York this morning was just terrible.
I know.
You know,
gosh.
Oh, my God, you know. All those poor people that were in the line of fire and that crazy guy just went up and shot that ex-boss. So, you know, I was just talking with a very good friend of mine at work today, and very wise man, and he's an author, and just a very spiritual man. And we were talking about all this, and he said, you know, I just canceled my cable TV over all this. And I said, what do you mean? And he said it was so much negative energy. He started doing a check of the how much good stuff was coming in versus bad, and he kept a tally sheet. And it was well over 9 out of 10 times the story was a negative story that he was getting,
yeah,
or a negative event, and nothing really positive. And he found that he was getting more time at home when he just had gotten rid of the TV. I'm a little less likely to do that because I like sci-fi. I like some of the documentary shows,
mm-hmm,
but I've been voluntarily, mm-hmm, limiting the input. It's like the news. The news is so bad. You know, it's just so bad. And, you know, I really think it's bad for us to be getting this much concentrated negativity thrown at us. It's just not what we're built for.
It does, too, is it kind of conditions you just to accepting bad news. You become desensitized to it instead of reacting to something that might go against your moral grain. You keep hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, and then you start becoming desensitized to all that crap that's out there. I agree. I don't even like to watch the news. I like to watch the History Channel. I like to watch space things. I like to watch nature things. If I'm on one of these channels and things start getting violent or, you know, bad energy, I can't watch it anyway. I have to switch the channel to watching animals or something pretty, or just turn it off.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I just think that I don't mind, you know, staying in touch with what's happening, and I think it's healthy to at least have your finger on the pulse a little bit of what the world is doing. It's a responsible thing, but to have it this much coming at you, and the media is so, I just think it's so tilted wrong, and I think that they're more interested in selling the position that they want you to have versus telling you what the facts are. I just really think it's better now just to, you know, take a light observation, get the pulse, and then go off and think it through for yourself. And that's the part they don't want you doing. And tough luck. You know, a lot of us out there who are doing, you know, these kind of shows and doing blogs and things like that are really kind of the bastion of, you know, where the facts are coming from. And so pay attention, you know, pay attention to other news outlets other that are not normal. Look at some foreign outlets. Look at, talk amongst yourselves and get the varying opinions. And just because somebody disagrees with you doesn't mean they're an evil, horrible person. It's just their viewpoint. But it's healthy to have that dichotomy, you know, where you've got all these different views coming in. And it's the media, which I'm seeing, is just so slanted one direction only, and it's got to be this way or else. So that's what I really think the message is this week for this show. I mean, I'm doing, you know, I'm kind of stepping outside my normal, you know, I'm doing readings tonight thing, but I feel like I've been hit by a Mack truck, you know, by this much negativity going on. It is flat out ugly out there. And people are really worried about the future. You know, there's all this talk about the $1 trillion budget cuts coming in January. You know, mm-hmm, because Democrats and Republicans can't seem to come to an agreement. And people are reacting. And so I think that's sort of driving a lot of what's happening. But, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, when you look at the planet, there's how many of us now? 7 or 8 billion on this little rock here. And, mm-hmm, you know, for the most part, most of them are getting up every morning and going to work and hugging their kids and telling their spouse they love them. And, you know, and they go out and they get along with their fellow human beings and are caring and love each other. And I think that's the real news. You know, the rest of this stuff is all big, loud distraction. So
since it's all a bunch of sensationalism, and what sells and what gets people's attention the most is not the nice things. It's all the junk and the bad things that are going on and people are going to ooh and ah about. You brought something up about, checking out other sources of information, other news sources. And it's so funny because I heard something on the news either last night or earlier this evening about there was a poll that was taken, and a lot of people now do not want to read the newspaper. They do not want to listen to a normal Channel 7, Channel 4, whatever news station. They are going the way of independent news sources, and they're like listening or reading to several independent news sources to get the pulse of what's really going on in this nation and in this world, And I've been kind of like listening to different news things for a long time because I just didn't want the American point of view, and I didn't want, because everything is tainted or slanted to a certain extent, nationalism or whatever. But sometimes it's really kind of nice to get an overall view. And so people, I think that's a smart thing, and that's a really good thing that you mentioned.
Yeah, it's funny because I've actually dealt with a lot of folks from other countries, and they universally were always saying, coming down and kind of being a little snooty with us and saying, you Americans, you never look at anything beyond your own news. It's like, excuse me, we invented the internet, and by the way, yes, I do read BBC. I do look at, other news outlets. I don't always agree with them. I think that they've got their own national point of view that does come through. But sometimes little bits of things come through that you can kind of get that's a different way of looking at it. And there's a grain of truth comes through. And, that's the part that they don't want you, here in this media market and even over there in their foreign markets where they're trying to control their people. Sometimes, though, you catch little things that don't quite fit together right, and a little bit of truth falls through the cracks, and it's like, oh, I get what they're pulling. So, I mean, that's the thing here. I mean, I just think, though, this week it was like getting body slammed. I don't understand what is going on, but I feel change coming, and I feel it big and hard, and be ready, folks. Be ready for whatever may come, and don't react the way they want you to react. React because it's what's right for you. Look at what's going on in your life, and think about what would happen if if the world just changed upside down suddenly. What would you do? The spirit world, I think, has been really, on this show. I do so much work with helping people, when they dial in, and we do these in-depth detailed readings. And it really helps individuals. But what I've been getting so much of is this whole thing of they're really trying to prep us for a major shift. And I think it has. The thing I'm getting is the fiscal irresponsibility that's gone on is just we've run out of road. This is not going to be able to continue much longer. And this whole notion that we're running economies without anything to back it up, like gold. And silver and platinum and all these, precious, real things with real tangible value. We've been running a paper economy, and every single time in history of humans, this has always failed. It always goes back. It always ends up back at gold and silver and all these other things. So be ready for these things to get a little weird. And it could be 10 to 20 years of this, so the world could get really odd. I'm paying attention to what's happened in these past events so that I know what's coming for the future. And that's the thing that I'm getting out of the spirit world. They're saying this they're almost jumping up and down screaming. That's the thing that I keep getting from them. And just trust your instincts. If you think that you need to stock up on a little extra this and that, do it. If it doesn't come to pass, then that was good insurance anyway. You've got it for whatever emergency is out there. But I have just got this vibe going on, and I'm not saying panic. I'm saying be prepared. That's being responsible and caring for the loved ones you have and looking at what are the outcomes if things do go wrong. So I know I've harped on too long about this. We've got a caller out there, and I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. Let's see, and we've got a full show going tonight. Yeah, and Bright says all countries tell different news than we get. Yeah, they do, absolutely. And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I see Stan's out there. Hi, Stan and Vivian out there talking. And oh, there's Nancy. Nancy Munn's with us. How about that?
Well, you know.
that stout beer-drinking woman.
I know.
Okay, I think that this is Bright that I've got on. Go ahead and, is that you, dear?
It is.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm actually in a studio actually getting down in temperature. It's actually a nice 77 degrees in. This time I'm not boiling in the studio. It's wonderful in here, even though the clocks are all screwed up.
Yeah. What'd you do to them?
I don't know. It's been a strange day from the start. So you're lucky that all the computers are running and the audio chain is as good as I've got it right now, because I worked for 30 minutes just to get this show going and was going, what's wrong with the studio? But what can I do for you?
Oh, I was just calling so I could hear. The last time I talked to you, you gave me homework.
Say again?
The last time I talked to you, you gave me homework.
What was that? Because I rarely remember all my readings. So
I know.
What was your homework?
I called you and asked you why my friend kept coming to me all the time now.
Yeah.
And we were in high school together.
Yeah.
And he said it was private.
Oh, I remember this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did what happened with that?
I got the only thing I got was that he cared about me, and I sent it to you in an email, and I don't remember. I didn't write it down and keep it. I sent you on Facebook through an email on Facebook, but I didn't write it down and keep it. But I can find it because I know.
Okay.
I think I can anyway. But now he didn't want to share.
Sometimes
your
that's the way it is.
Your guy said no.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
I'm a telephone. I mean, and if they're not going to talk, I can't make them do it. It just doesn't work that way. So, so you just got the feeling. I mean, that was all you got out of it? You felt like it was just that he wanted to.
What I got tonight, I said, writing down what I thought were his thoughts, and I wanted to see what you thought about what I got is what I said here, because I'm reading my email now. He thought he was better than, or that I was better than him. So that's why but he really cared about me, but he thought I was too good for him.
Oh, dear God. I mean, he just revealed that's what he revealed to you after?
Yeah, that's the feeling I got, yeah. That he thought I was like too good, and he was like the bad boy type.
Oh dear God! That's the part I look at when we do the relationship stuff, when somebody has passed, mm-hmm. and then we start finding these truths out that, dear God, that's how. I mean, was he remorseful? I mean, because it sounds like he really learned a lesson from that.
It was just that, he would have asked me out, but he didn't want to ruin the friendship, and I didn't get any. It was just thoughts that I got in my head. But every day after school, we would meet on the steps of the school out the one door, and we smoked there every day.
Yeah,
and the last time
I
smoked there was the day after he died.
That is, I'll tell you what, I met somebody when I was much younger than I am now, and she was just this really, really beautiful young girl, and I was, about 6 months older than her, and we were like, we fit together like, just a glove, hand in a glove kind of thing. It was just, it was really strange. I didn't have a thing about her being better than me, but I got really uncomfortable and I didn't know why. And it was about 3 years later. We never really were like an item, but mm-hmm. I saw her 3 years later, and she was with another guy, and she looked at me and smiled, and it was like I was transported back those 3 years, and it was like I never knew that your heart could actually hurt like that, you know, over love. It mm-hmm. just was like a dagger through my heart. I never knew that, and it was just such an interesting feeling. And I look at it back over the years now, and I have regrets. You know, I look at that, and I learned that if I have that feeling again, which I really haven't had, even though I was married. You know, I was married once. You know, mm-hmm. it really wasn't love like that. That was love what I had before with this other woman. And so I've learned that, you know, when that happens again, I'm going to pay attention to that. And that's kind of the sense I get with him, you know, with regard to you here is, mm-hmm. and I don't know about the too good. If I had to pin it on him, I'd get the regret. I would get regret over not following up with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think that that's sort of the sense that I get of this is he learned a tough lesson. And the next time around, that you two are, you know, because I think you two are in a soul group, and when you come back again, you're going to have that chance again, and let's see if he gets it right the next time, you know. So I think you two will meet up again, and you know, and this will stick. I think this one got his attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what else did you get from him?
He just wanted to let me know, you know, that he was okay, but he, you know, he wished it would have been different.
Yeah, that fits. Oh, and hi, Kathy. I just looked up and saw Kathy's in the studio. Hi. Anyway, but keep going.
But I thought it was because he lived in the poor section that I might look down on him. But
yeah,
I never looked at people like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. One thing about the male personality, the way men sometimes are perceive love and the way that they are, let me put it this way, men are dumb. Sometimes we're idiots and we don't see it the way that a woman would see it. Women see mm-hmm. the heart of, you know, of the man that they love, and they see that they could see past, you know, all the things that we men think are what's valuable. And that's, I think, what he's getting. You know, he's just getting that now and can put that lesson in context and say, okay, I'll get it right next time. I just really feel like this was a karmic thing, a life lesson thing. It was supposed to be like this, but he had to learn that lesson, and hopefully the next time it's going to work out. But
I couldn't see what was private.
Yeah, well, I think he didn't want it.
Unless it
I
was
think
private.
He wanted it. I think that what it was is he wanted it to come to you, and you to figure it out, and then it could be talked about. And that happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've met so many other, you know, mediums that talk about these sorts of readings where it just comes, you know, the spirit will pop in and it's like, okay, I got you. And yeah, you know, I really don't want to tell you, but this is between us. And okay, well, mm-hmm. that really cuts me out of the whole equation. Thanks. But I mean, it was really kind of getting your attention that, hey, this was between you two and you really needed to focus on it. So, I mean, I did my job, but it's, these things happen. There's no other, you know, it's not often. Most of the time they're itching to tell their story in front of, you know, especially on the show, they're itching to tell
the
story.
Audience,
yeah, they're ready, you know, they're ready to rock, you know. It's like I had a spirit tonight when I was just doing meditations, and I know Tim's in the audience here, and I was getting a guy named Tim, and I got a woman, and I'm not even sure if she's passed. I think she's alive. Her name starts with a J, and he's talking about this woman to me, and I'm going, dude, I'm just trying to get into meditation mode, and I've got this spirit coming in, and I don't know what this is about. So I'm just kind of throwing it out to the audience. I've got a man named Tim, He's 34 years old at the time of death. The accident, and I'm sorry I'm jumping in with this, I'm just going to throw it out there, but it's an accident, and I think it was a car accident or impact accident of some sort. So this spirit is coming through for somebody with a J name, who I believe is a female, contemporary age, and was really just trying to crash through into my normal routine and go, I'm here, you know, and I just want you to know I'm going to be on the show, and I just want to get this message across. So, Tim, I've done my job, dude, okay? And so if you're out there and you know who this guy is, and I know it's not Tim Zuhl because he's alive and he's out there. So anyway, I've got this 34-year-old dead guy who likes to crash through. So, I mean, it's the complete opposite of what you had going on. But, you never know what's going to happen with spirits. That was – I don't often get them coming through like that. They can't even wait for me to get into my mode, you know. They just come in and just want to get there.
My uncle grabbed you in the car on your way when you were late that time just to yell at me.
That – he grabbed me or grabbed you?
Yeah. You were late to Chris's show. And you were trying to get there fast. And
yeah.
My uncle grabbed a hold of you in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I've had some. It's been weird. We've had a lot of. You know, it's funny. Speaking of grabbing, we had about 3 weeks ago, I had just gotten into bed. I didn't even have 10 seconds to really get seated in. I had just laid down and was just kind of getting into, I just crawled under the covers, just pulled the covers over me, and I have a hand reach out and just lightly squeeze my arm. And I'm sitting there, and I've learned now, I used to get freaked out by it. I learned to just, I just stop, take note of it, and it just squeezed my arm and then just goes away. And then I realized it's probably my father, you know. And so I've learned that not all spirit contacts, like physical contacts, are bad. A lot of them, for the most part, are good. They're just trying to get, you know, and it was really a kind of a gentle, hey, I love you, hey, I'm around kind of touch. And it was a male hand, and I'm sure it was my father. So, you know, those things happen. Other times, though, you know, like what we had on I did a paranormal case over in Virginia City, and we actually had scratches, and two of us got scratched. I got jabbed, and Vicky, I don't know if she's in the audience tonight, got actually scratched, and we got photographs of that. I don't see her out there tonight. So, these, you know, spirit contacts can be all over the place. But anyway, my dear, what do you want to do? Do you want to just listen in for a while?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, I'll put you on hold then, and you can just listen in. And what I'm going to do is I'm looking at the clock thinking that's the real time.
It's 1:07 here.
Yeah, it's 10:08 here. 10:08 Pacific time, 1:08 over there on the eastern coast of these United States. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back. I'm going to stretch and kind of collect myself a little bit and see if anybody else wants to dial in and do some readings. Otherwise, we're going to do some psychic games. So we'll be right back. This is SoulStream. If I can get the hold button to kick in. Here we go. This is SoulStream on blogtalkradio.com.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
I'm getting a sip of water still. I took a break outside for a minute just to stare at the stars. It's wonderful out. There we go. Nancy Mom, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Are you still there?
Raj, I'm still here, chick.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, Raj.
Raj, 10-4, Raj, Raj.
Raj, Captain Raj.
All right, we are open for readings tonight. 6-4, yeah. Let's try this again. I started to stutter over myself. We're open for our readings tonight. I'm Lyman Zergen. Yes, yeah, Ocean's 11. Lyman Zergen. Let's see. 646-478-0377 is the phone number for our reading tonight. And let's see who we got out there. Bright is with us, Castle 407. Kathy, who should dial in and just say hi to me. Hi, Kathy.
Yes.
Kathy, you could dial in. Kathy could dial in. You know, we could have Kathy dial in tonight. We could hear about what's
dial
happening in Kathy's life.
Kathy.
You know, if we
in,
had Kathy dialing in, it would really be wonderful. Anyway, De Kestrel is here. Hi, my friend. Good to see you. Gerber Daisy TM. Hi, Gerber. A couple of guests out there. Heavenly Heathen, Deb, I believe that is out there.
Yep.
Deb S, I think it is. JB34, hello, my dear friend. Mikey Hart with her little cat. I'd like to see that. And we've got Nancy Mom is here.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to get that chick to dial in. Let's see. Sephora 11. Yeah, and we got Tim, who is not dead. He's 34, maybe, ish, and not dead. But there's another Tim out there who is dead and who came through to me tonight. So I'm throwing it out there. Whoever that was for, even if you listen in, let's say you download the show later after we're done, and that fits, let me know, because you're 34 next month. Well, then why am I...
Wow.
Wait a minute. Well, I might have read this wrong. Tim, do you have a woman with a J name who's passed on the other side? Because I was getting this what I believe to be male energy coming through with the J name and talking about Tim with... Oh, really? Your mother came through. Oh, boy. Wow. Dude, that was something, because I could not pin where this woman belonged, because it was just so I was not in my normal space for doing the work, and so this woman, the way this came off was I thought it was a man talking about a woman who was still alive, but I think I got it reversed. So, you know what? I'll do some more work with this, my friend. I'll talk with you on Facebook about this some more, because I didn't write down anything about it. It happened just, I mean, I was getting prepped for the show. And so Tim is saying here that it's his mom passed. He's 34, and I didn't know his age. And so, wow. Well, Nancy, that's a weird one.
That sure is.
Yeah, you know, you get worried that you're just losing your touch, and then these things happen. So let's see. We've got my friend Kathy. What do you know? Kathy is calling in.
Yay!
Kathy!
Yay!
Yay!
Oh,
hi,
my
Kathy!
God.
Oh,
yay.
My God, I can't be sassy on air. I can be sassy in the chat room.
That's right.
Hey, it's been an age since we've been together, my dear.
It's your fault. You could have called.
Well, you know, I've been busy with, like, all this hydrogen disulfide or dioxide stuff going on. Water leaks everywhere.
In toilets.
I've been doing...
Oh, my
oh, dear
goodness
God,
it's, gracious.
Oh, it's been awful. I mean, yeah, the toilet, we had trouble in the kitchen. We had trouble with the outdoor sprinklers. I've been doing nothing but digging ditches and sprinklers. You know, it just, I think it's supposed to humble me, and by God, it's done it. So, but what's going on with you, my friend?
You know, here and there.
Here and there, that says a lot to me.
Nothing much.
Nothing much. So
nah,
tell me the dirt.
Just radio, that's it. Just radio.
You're just doing radio?
Yep, pretty much.
What sorts of shows are going on over there?
Well, our favorite is Chris's show, Curious Times.
Okay, and what else? I mean, I know you had like a doctor.
I had a doctor. Oh, Dr. Lou, he's a regular there on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, what does he do? What's that show about?
He does parallel worlds. He like paranormal. He pretty much talks about different things. You know, he has book writers as well as paranormal investigators, and he's got a well-rounded show.
All right. Okay. But things are going good in your personal world. Nothing outrageous is going on.
Thank God.
Oh, dear God. So, have you, you know, you heard part of what I was talking about with the strange energies and all the strange stuff going on. And I know, are you getting the same sensations and strange feelings
yes.
I'm getting?
Very much so. Very much so. And it seems to be intensifying.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's been, I'd say the last probably 10 to 12 days, it just seems like it went up a whole new level. And and it's easy. I'm noticing that people are getting confused easy, or they're not staying on task. They're just all over the place. You know, and it's happening to me. You know, I'm finding it difficult to concentrate. So I've really had to kind of double down to just keep up with my normal stuff that I need to be doing. Reading it.
Well, I would say something. I would say something, what? But you'd think it was a conspiracy theory.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, a few of us have been for a few months, you know, trying to figure out why the strange behaviors and things of that sort. So we've been doing right much, you know, heavy investigating into that and a lot of research. And it's people that I trust that are in the military and all this other stuff that I'm not going to name any names, but they're pretty reliable and they're very resourceful. So it is the chemtrails, and I didn't know this until last night when they sent me this video. And it happened to where it said they're starting to put it on top, you know, do the chemtrails on top of the clouds. And they perpendicular it, or they cross them, you know, as far as X's in the skies. And I was always wondering, is it just the way that they're laying for us to see, or are they actually crossing them? And come to find out, they are. The reason they're doing that is to pinpoint it right in the center of that X of the chemtrails. And in doing that, that helps pinpoint a more accurate. And we've got 17 HAARP stations around the world, one which is mighty close to me, and that's in Langley Air Force Base. I know you've heard of that. But
yeah.
And with it all, with the barium and everything else that is in it, with the metals, is how they attract it. And pretty much everybody knows how the chemtrails work with the HAARP now. But in the scalar waves or scalar waves, however you want to say it. But with that, it's loss of memory, aches and pains, loss of sleep. It's just a long list. I mean, I can go on and on and on what it does. Causes Alzheimer's, autism, and just so many things. And plus the shots that the doctors are giving just add more intensely to what's going on. And it falls in the water and into the ground, and now we've got this thing. So anyway, it's just a bunch of stuff, on and on and on.
I actually saw these. It was funny. This was back in 2000 to 2001 time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching in my own area, and I've grown up in the aerospace business, so I'm kind of used to seeing what aircraft do normally. And know what they do, what they're not supposed to be doing. And I'm watching this, what looked to be 757-sized aircraft go back and forth, leaving these strange trails. And it would crosshatch them. It would go back, and it would...
Yes.
And I watched it doing this for a period of over several months over our area. And whenever it would do it, it would be the clouds, it would actually cloud up and be this kind of overcast. The sun would try to shine through, but it couldn't. It would just be this kind of mist.
Yeah.
And it was and it would just stay for like 10 days at a time. Then it would dissipate, and then they'd go back right up and fly up and do it again. And I would see these. I would come home, at the time I was working swing shifts, so I'd come home around midnight and I'd see this aircraft. And it would be, and I'd stand there and watch it, you know, and it would just be this crazy pattern that it would fly. And it was always this crosshatch thing going on.
Yeah.
And I researched a little bit of it on the internet, and lo and behold, at the time the Air Force was talking, they were going to own the weather by 2025 was their goal.
Too late,
they
already
actually,
do. And if we figured out one thing about the military or the government or whatever, if they say they're going to do it, then they're already doing it.
Yeah,
another thing that I just heard, you're talking about weather, is that the government, and I don't think it's just ours, are planning on using to manipulate the weather and use that as weapons against each other, because it's more powerful than anything that we've gotten in an arsenal.
And you think that it's something that started now. You think that it started now, but it didn't. It started,
no.
and it's the first one was called the Tesla.
And
John,
oh, really?
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Tesla was into some pretty wild stuff, and it was funny because
the first HARP was called the Tesla.
Yeah, they did. Well, that all directly is translated from Nikola Tesla's research. I mean, when he died, he was virtually penniless, except he had all his original papers. And when he passed away, the FBI went in and took all his papers. And I think his original government, I can't remember where he was from. It was one of the Eastern European countries. And
Polish.
They eventually, I think he got they got some of the papers back, but it was already too late. And basically, that research had been took the government, U.S. government, in a whole variety of directions, including particle beam weapons. Research, directed energy weapons, and field research, high energy field research, which ultimately translated to what you're talking about, which is this HARP, system that does all kinds of things. I've heard everything from influencing how people feel and think to earthquakes. So it's very hard to. I find it difficult to pin down exactly what they're up to, but I think that they just want to control everything, everywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
I think that would be an interesting statement. So, and way to put it. They really want to control the up, down, the vertical, and horizontal of it all, and they're pretty darn close to it.
And they really want to depopularize the planet.
Yeah.
Depopulate.
It's already not a popular place with the aliens. They quit coming, you know. So.
Oh, but I did want to tell you that Chris from Curious Times is going to be on Dorothy's, Energy Therapy, her show tomorrow night. Yay!
Ooh. All right.
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah, we'll check it out. So, what time is that going to be?
I think it's at the same time that Chris's show was at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, so they're just going to – they'll just simulcast her?
No, they're not going to – Chris says she's not going to simulcast tomorrow night, so I don't know.
All right, so she won't do her show, but she'll be on the other one.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, 11:30 Eastern, okay. But it's on Ustream TV.
Oh, we get to see her?
Yeah. I don't know about Chris, but you will, Dorothy.
Dorothy is a very interesting person. I enjoy her on she does some interesting stuff on Facebook, let's just say that. You can always count on her to get the really interesting stuff that makes you laugh. So I just get a kick out of her. But, that'll be interesting to hear Chris on there. What's she going to do, just play songs or talk about her experiences or what?
Well, I guess if we could see Chris, she'd probably tap dance. But
wait a minute, energy therapies is here right now. She's like, is it going? Ha, John, thanks. Yeah, you've got the neatest stuff on your pages. I do notice some of the stuff you put about men, and I just have to laugh. I'm going to get even with her for, you know, I'm going to have to do some stuff about women. So anyway,
well, that's another story.
Yeah, we'll have to deal with that. I mean, sometimes though, she puts some things on, you just go, you know, that's really outrageous, but true. And it's very good.
And I'm going to put you on the spot, John. I'm going to put you on the spot. When are we going to do a live show with you doing an investigation in your house?
Now that things are quieting down a little bit, I've got the surgeries coming up for Mom in October, but September, I think I can pull something off in September because I'll be in between, and we could do that. And things start heating up around here anyway about that mm-hmm. time. We tend to get more activity, just from September right through about the end of November is when we start seeing these big, tall shadows here, generally on the north side of the property, and they're big mm-hmm. shadows. They're like 7 foot tall,
wow.
And I generally see them every year right about end of September into October. But things are starting to already kind of hop already, and we're already feeling the change. So yeah, I'd say I'll tell you what, I'll get with you. I'll give you a call here, and we'll talk over a date to do that and get that set up. So we'll do that. Yeah,
Ooh, a date.
You want to go? Baby, you want to go on a date with me? You want to go out on?
Don't say in front of Dorothy.
I want to take you on an investigation with me. Will you hold my hand when I see the screaming demons? Okay.
Oh, I'll hold your hand.
Okay, thank you.
You're so cute. Well, I'm going to let you go. And I love Nancy, too, because that's one smart cookie there. You're a smart lady.
Hey, love you, too, Miss Kathy. Love you, too.
Bye.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. That was good to have my dear friend on, and she has dropped off. Let's see. We got no callers in. It's kind of a lightweight night for callers, so we're going to do some psychic games tonight. And I'm going to kind of improvise here. Let me see if I can find something color-wise. We're going to do colors tonight. So I'm going to reach over here and grab, good Lord. I've got a room full of electronics, and I've got something here that's very, we'll try colors and we'll try shapes. So I'm going to start with color, and we'll start with that. And then before I do that, though, I'm going to mention to everybody the call-in line is 646-478-0377. Open mic night, readings. If you got something you want to tell us about a ghost story, a paranormal event that you've had happen, you want to complain about something going on in the world, whatever, give us a call. But in the meantime, we're going to do silver for Dominica. It's funny. It is not silver. I'm holding this thing in my hand, and I'm going to put it out there in. It could be any color, any combination of color you want, but I'm going to just say to start off, we'll start with the first one, single color, so don't try to guess multiples. And I'm going to go start sending now because you're already jumping in. And I'm going to say right now, sending the color. So everybody guess in the chat room. And you got 55 seconds remaining. So sending. Okay, we got Kathy saying black, Deb S. is saying black, we got green, we got purple. I'm sending as much as I can. It's this wonderful color, absolutely wonderful color. We got Vivian is saying purple, playful. Anybody else got any guesses out there? And we got 25 seconds remaining. Yellow, we got teal, glittery purple. I'm going to say something on that later. Blue, we'll remember the vivid, glittery purple. And then again, I should argue black and white are not colors. Yes, they are. They're colors of absence or inclusion. Okay, and the time is up, and guess what? It was black. It was black. And you, two of you got it right off the bat, which is very good. And so Kathy got it, and who else had it? I'm trying to go back here, and every time I do, the chat room thing goes crazy. So I'm trying to – who else got it? Deb, I think Deb got it. So that's how it works. I mean, you can actually practice this game yourself. pick somebody in your family or a good friend and start trying to send and receive on one another. And you'll notice after several, you know, times of doing this, or maybe right off the bat, maybe if you've got an exceptionally strong connection, you'll be able to visualize things like this. And you can start visualizing shapes next. So I'm going to hold this black item. And I'm going to, I'm not going to say what it is, but I'm going to have a general shape in my hand for this. I'm holding this item. It's a black item, of course. So, and I'm going to ask you to guess a shape for this item. So we're going to start right now as 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got 1 minute. Okay, Bright says a square. Satori says a rhombus. What the hell is a rhombus? And Bright says speaker. Interesting. Oblong. We got triangle. First pick of my, I had an oblong stone. Nancy says rectangular. Satori says is laughing her ass off, which is good. It's always good, but you might want to go find it when. And I mean, once you laugh it off, you've got to put it back. Trapezoid.
Isn't that like a rhombus?
Well, yeah, it's when you laugh
sort
your ass
kind
off.
Sort of,
kind of. That turns into a rhombus.
Said like a rhomba.
I laughed my ass off and it turned into a rhomba. What is all happened to you? Oh, no. I've lost my rhomba. I used to rumble with my ass, you know what I mean? Okay. All right, we're at 1 minute in. It is rectangular. It is rectangular. So,
oh my
Nancy,
God.
You hit it.
Scared myself.
It's actually rectangular. Oh, my God. Okay. Now I'm going to throw the item out there. Now that you, I've got it, I'm kind of taking through a progression here because I'm leading you up to what this is. So, the next step in this little game is I'm going to visualize what this item is. And you have to guess what this object does or is. And it is interesting stuff. I don't know what Satori has got on that link there, but one of you brave people can surf it and tell me what it is. Anyway,
no, it's looking for rhombus.
Oh, is it? It's a rhombus?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it look like an S?
It's something to do with math.
Okay. All right. Thank God.
And searching. And searching.
All right. So Bright says a speaker. We're going to, I'll give a little extra time here starting now. You got 1 minute. So I'm holding this black rectangular item in my hand. So Bright says speaker. Vivian says a photo holder. Satori says cell phone. And I'm really visualizing here. Recorder. Keep going, guys. You got about 30 seconds remaining. EVP machine. I would have picked something that obvious. It's awfully obvious. No, tape recorder. Bright says she knows what it is, and I kind of like where she's going with that. But let's see. We got about 15 seconds. Last guess is in. Everybody, take a shot. Ice cream sandwich. It would have melted in my hand by now, Vivian, and I would have eaten it. That would have been the best. You would have heard me going, you know, doing all that. Okay, I'll give another 10 seconds, and then we'll end it. So any last guesses? iPod? You guys are all settling in on electronic device, huh? Psychic of light just waves. I don't care about what you're doing. I'm just going to wave. It's a droid. It's a droid. Okay. All right. It is a walkie-talkie. It's a family radio channel walkie-talkie, and it does have a very prominently placed speaker. So a lot of you were getting right, kind of in on – you were going all around it, but you weren't quite on it. But I'd say you were, most of you were pretty close to this being an electrical device. So definitely pretty close. I would say some of you, I would say qualify them as hits. So that's pretty good. Now I'm going to ask Nancy.
No.
You and I have. You're going to, no, actually this is going to be on me. You just have to send. I'm going to ask you to send. No. She just goes, no. I was just going to say, and you go, no. What was that about, girl?
I don't know. It just came out of my mouth.
No, don't do it.
Whatever it was, no.
Just no. Doctor, no.
Doctor,
what do you want
no.
me
okay.
to do? I expect you to die, Mr. Bone. let's see. All right. What we're
you
gonna
want
do,
me to send?
You're
you
gonna
me to
pick
send
an object.
You?
You're gonna pick an object and you're gonna send to me. I'm gonna practice doing receiving and I'm gonna find out how bad I am tonight, which will probably be awful.
God.
But let's start with a color, and you just all you have to do is just look at it and it preferably touch it. We're doing what's called reverse psychometry. That's what this is. Psychometry can work forward and reverse. Normally people can do psychometry by picking up an object. And they don't necessarily need to see anything with it. You know, they can just put their hand on it and not look at it and feel kind of feel the images coming in. And you just trust the first impressions you get. Reverse is when you do the reverse with it. You look at the object and you try everything you can to figure out, you know, use its qualities to help you be a better sender, doing essentially extrasensory perception and sending. So we're going to have you try to send, Nancy, and we'll start in about 10 seconds. Have you got something picked?
Okay. Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, here
yes,
we go.
I do.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're going to send color. Single color, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, the pressure. The pressure is on. Will John do this? The pressure. I'm getting green. Like it's between green and yellow.
It's green. It's green
okay.
with little yellow flowers.
Oh dear God. Direct hit. Who's go. Direct hit, first shot out. Yeah, I was just
and
sitting
so
there going, well,
Vivian said yellow too, yeah.
Yeah, I was going, well, I was going, at first I was looking at it thinking, well, I had, I was looking at like a purple color, and then I went, no, I'm off, and let me just really focus on it. And I was going between the two colors, and I thought, well, green, and then I'm getting this yellow thing, and I just couldn't quite place it, so I just said both.
Well, it's so funny because, I put the purple thing down. I had the purple
yeah.
thing in my hand, but it was not just one color. So I went from, I picked something else up that was more of one color.
You're kidding me. You
honest
really
to God.
Your hand?
Yes.
Oh, dear God. Okay, see, and that's how it works, folks. I mean, I haven't really been practicing either. I mean, I do this only kind of, I used to do it every week. We had a psychic development group that I was a part of, and I really miss that group because there's nothing better than if you want to really work on your mediumistic skills and your psychic skills, than to get together with actual live living human beings with no computers, no nothing, just get it all in a room and then do these sorts of games. And you will accelerate your development incredibly. But I mean, this is just a little demonstration of how it works. You're able to, once you do it, you can generally kind of call it up and these things will come through. It's an amazing thing. And just have faith and trust in what you first get. That's the key, is get the first thing that comes through. And when you learn to trust that leap into the unknown, when you leap in and you're not trying to edit that, you're connecting to, guess what? You're connecting to that subconscious, which is tied into the chakra system, which is tied into the source and the ground and all that energy coming through. And you're really using all those other parts of yourself that you never knew were there. So that's the deal. You can really
do this.
I guessed
the black thing the first time, but then I didn't listen to myself.
Yeah,
and I have to listen to myself. Yeah. Prunes. Who's saying prunes? Vivian is saying prunes. Wait a minute. Okay, John, let's do this again because now I'm liking it. So I want you to, in 10 seconds, I'm going to send, and you have to tell me what it is.
Oh, dear God. It's a curtain.
Pressure.
It's a curtain? No.
No, I haven't started really. 10 seconds,
I know,
okay?
I was just, The Holy Grail. Remember that guy that was stuck in the tower? Yeah. Well, what are you looking at? Oh, the curtains. Okay, sorry. I had to do that.
Okay. All right. You ready?
All right. I'm getting ready. And that's the other secret to this is laughing and having fun. The accuracy goes up when you're doing these kinds of things, when you're having fun and laughing. So have fun when you do it. Don't make it into a big, oh, God, I got to guess. You know, you really need to just laugh at it and laugh at your mistakes and laugh at your failures because you're opening up the circuits when you do that. So make it fun. Okay, so you ready?
Yep.
And then I'm going to turn it on you and make you do it on air.
No, it won't work that way because I'm under the influence, remember?
Oh, it'll be more fun that way.
Oh, okay. It'll be entertaining.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We're having a bit of fun with you. All right. Tell the doctor here what you're going to send me.
Okay.
Send me some. Okay.
Okay. Now.
Yeah, so what is this object is what you're sending me, right?
Yes, right now. What is it?
I didn't even go to shape. We just went to object, so...
Oh, sorry about that. Well...
No worries. I'm very good.
Do we want to go? Do we want to backtrack and do the
shape? No. We do this. You know, you send this to me, and I get this.
I am sending from my heart.
Working on this. Let me see. I'm just going to go with, I'm going to start with shape for me because I just need to get the, I am going to have to backtrack because I kind of did it myself. I'm expecting. I feel like this is flat. Is it flat?
No.
I mean, is it, all right, why am I getting flat with it? Could this become flat? Why am I
with force.
Okay. So a tank running over it would kind of flatten it, and it would
flatten me too.
That would be bad. Is this something you're wearing?
Nope.
Boy, I'm completely mystified on this one. I get the color right, but I can't get the... Okay, I'm just going to go with... You know what? I'm actually doing the one thing I said I wouldn't do, which is editing. And I'm sitting there kind of guessing. I'm going to go back and just send, really get it clear to me. I'm just going to focus for a few seconds here.
Okay. Now.
I keep looking at curtains. it's not curtains. I know that. Oh, man, this is tough. The only thing I'm able to get is a boxy shape, and I'm not even sure. Is it a box shape? I'll just ask that. Is it kind of a square box shape?
No.
Oh, dear God. Okay, I'm just going to throw it out there then and just go for it and fail miserably. Let's do this.
I could just tell you.
No, that would ruin the whole damn thing.
Oh, my God.
I believe, some people are saying Kleenex, and it's not flat. You know, it's not a flat item. I feel if it's not a square shape... Is this a pen?
Bingo.
Is this a writing?
Yes.
It's a pen.
Exactly.
I suddenly got the shape of an oblong shape, and I thought it's got to be a pen, and I got it. So when I got out of my own way, look what happens. I just let it come through, and I just said the first thing that came out of my mouth. Well, tell me about this pen. And we're not PMing each other, by the way. I just want to be sure that everybody knows that.
Oh, no. I can't PM and hold this object and think at the same time because I'm Polish. So there. So,
I know the problem. I'm Scottish. I got the same thing going on, you know.
But no, it's just a pen. I was sitting here, and I just said, this is like one color, okay? And then we went to the shape or what it is, and then you just guess it. Then I was thinking cylindrical. And then I touched it more.
That was pretty good. So I've had two pretty good hits, although I had to really work at it on the next shape, you know, and to really, I was trying to, and I hate to do it where I'm guessing, because we've all seen mediums and psychics who do this, so they're not really working. They're being lazy. They're going in and they're just kind of using process of elimination, and I hate doing that. So I have, I realized I was like, I'm getting in my own way. I got to just let it happen, and that's what happens when you just say, this is what it is, and you're trusting those impulses that come in. These are the first steps into mediumship when you're working these ways. There are the five clairs. There's actually six of them. Clair means the French word for clear. There's clear seeing, clear hearing, clear taste, clear tasting. There's clear knowing, and I think it's called claircognizance and clairsentience, and that's when it just pops in, and that's how a lot of mediums work. They'll have clairvoyance where there's clear seeing, but there'll be the clairsentience where this fact just pops in, and the medium has no idea where it came from. They just get it, and it just pops in, and so if you start doing that and you practice with this, you can develop these faculties, and then you'll be able to do some really amazing stuff. Everybody has these gifts. This is not unique to me. I'm not running around saying, "Oh, look at me, I'm special." You know, it's just I've been doing this a lot, you know, over my lifetime, and I haven't done this in the last in number of months, really. I mean, we did a little play on one of the other shows a few weeks ago, but if I really got back into this, I could be really good at this kind of thing, you know, even better than I am now. And I had two direct hits already. So, I challenge you, get together with friends. Don't just sit around looking at computers all day. Get some actual live living human beings. This is your assignment, folks. Living people, living ones who actually are in the room with you with actual items, real reality, real actual reality. What a concept, man. Robin Williams. So do that, and I think you're going to find that you're going to surprise yourselves with how capable you are.
I had this experience this one time, and it really scared the living daylights out of me. And I don't know if I told you about this, but a long time ago, it was really early in the morning. I was working, but I was just getting up. It was just about 6 o'clock in the morning. I was just waking up, but the alarm didn't go off. All of a sudden, I just felt like there was this great big danger, that it was like somebody's life, and I was filled with, like, I was screaming inside, and like I was crying inside, and I just looked at the clock. It said like about 10 minutes after 6 in the morning, and I'm going, what is this? And I immediately started crying and sobbing, and I felt that somebody was dying, and if I couldn't identify them or get them help, they would die. Not that I could control that, you know. And I just couldn't nail it down. All I got was that it was a family member, not by blood, but by marriage. It was a woman, maybe 50, 60, and she had short, dark hair, and she wore glasses, but I couldn't identify her. I couldn't settle my mind to figure out who it was, because it was at that time on my husband's side of the family, and he had quite a large family.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I tell my husband, forget it, right? You know. So anyway, I'm just, you know, I'm getting ready. I'm going to work, and then we get a phone call about 6:30, or about 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, 7 o'clock in the morning, and they're telling me that my husband's brother's wife hit her mother, just died, in an apartment fire, and that's what she looked like, and she couldn't get out of bed, and her electric blanket caught fire, and she was trapped because she had a mobility problem. And she died in the fire at 6:10 in the morning. But it was like, I knew this was far away. I'm thinking like Disneyland, and she lived in L.A. But, you know, I didn't know how to understand it all.
That's,
you know, but it was like I felt somebody was screaming inside me. Just, you know, it was so scary at that very moment. It was really scary. So,
spirits do that. I mean, it's and that's a fairly, believe it or not, common sort of story. Family members that are in trouble will reach out. Just in a moment of absolute panic or, you know, or sheer terror, and they'll make connections that, you know, otherwise they would not normally be able to do. And this I've seen this repeatedly, you know, it's their way of kind of getting the attention, you know, and there's really nothing you can do about it other than to observe it and make note of it. And it's those little things that, you know, that tell you that the universe is a very strange place. There's a lot in it that we don't understand yet, and we don't understand all the rules, even though science likes to think they can tell us that this all is, you know, easily understood.
Mm-hmm.
These things come through, and it's absolutely a real event, you know, and you know something terrible has happened. You know, my mother would actually do this with it wasn't quite as dramatic, but my father had a habit of running out of gas coming home from work in the 60s. And my mother would know when Dad ran out of gas and would go get somebody to help drive her down, and she'd get a can of gas, and she'd pile the kids in the car, and I was on two of these little trips, and we'd go get my father, you know, and she'd know exactly where he was. She'd say, he's around the corner, and we'd get there, and there he'd be walking, you know, and he would be just blown away. You know, how the hell did you do that? And it's like, I knew. I could see you. I knew exactly where you were. And we would have other relatives in the car who would just be looking at her like, what are you? I mean, are you, you know, this is not possible. And it's like, yeah, it was, because it just happened again.
Mm-hmm.
For the umpteenth time.
And again.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, these things happen. And these are the little signals that the universe has these magical properties that if we only pay attention to them. And so that's what mediumship does. You know, I formally have studied this stuff for a long time, and it's a developed faculty. You know, there's some mediums that will come out and say, oh no, you have to be born to be a medium. And it's like, yeah, you can be born a medium, you know, and you can be born with these gifts in abundance, which means that you probably signed on to do mediumship, you know, early on. But you have free choice as a spirit in this universe. You have free choice to be able to come in. And if you decide in this lifetime that you're going to go ahead and give it a go to work with spirit, they're not going to say no to you. You know, and if you start developing it, those faculties will wake up. We're all equipped with the same circuitry. We all are. It's just a matter of how dedicated are you to doing the work, and really what's your motivation. If your motivation is, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm a capitalist at heart. I am totally into making money. I love money. Money is a wonderful thing. But to do this work, you have to have your heart in the right place for helping people that you love. And you have to love all, you need to love all people. And that's why the fun thing, that's why the thing giving from your heart works and opens these things up. And so just, you know that going in. Let's see, what do we got here? We got, what time we got here? I'm just checking the time. 10:53 p.m. on the West Coast of these United States. We're going to take a brief run over to 484 area code, and then we'll get back into talking about some of these interesting things with spirit games. While I'm doing this reading, I'm going to ask the audience, why don't we find out about what psychic games, because I've done some of this pretty much the same several shows of this off and on over my time on air. And I'm going to ask you guys, have you got any original games, anything that you've played doing this kind of thing with your development work Let me know about that. You know, if you want to PM me or shoot me a mail on Facebook, let me know about that because we'll actually try it. So I'm always open to something new that will help teach this stuff. And we can and then not only that, I'm going to actually ask some of you who are fresh off the boat, who have never done a mediumistic reading before, I'm going to ask some of you on the next show to come in and do readings. I'm going to have you actually read some of us. So we'll have people call in to be read and have a volunteer come in, and we'll teach you how to read. And I'll turn the reins over to some of you in the audience, and we'll walk you through the process. And I'll be in the background kind of, you know, helping you out, and I'll do part of the reading with you. But I'm just kind of throwing that out there. So we'll teach a little mediumship as well as give it out here. So let's see how that plays. We're going to go ahead and bring 484 on. And here you go. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Tonetta. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. This is the first time I found your show.
Oh, hi. How's it going, Tonetta?
I'm doing good. I was wondering if I could ask a relationship question that I'm going through.
Normally I talk to dead people. I got this thing with these dead guys. They just keep coming through. But I do psychic readings, but generally what I'll do is I'll trust what my guides are telling me, and then I'll pass on what I'm getting from them. And sometimes, too, it'll just be my own life experience that's talking. So I'll be glad to work it with you. Sure. Let's do it.
Well, and also my brother had taken his own life 3 years ago, and my birthday is August 29th. My birthday is right around the corner, and I'm sure my brother might have also something to tell me, too, because he was very fond of my birthday. He would always make sure I got a card and a gift and the whole nine yards. But
okay.
So I don't know if you want to... if you want to contact my brother first or if you want to take my relationship question.
I'll tell you what, we'll do the relationship and then I'll see if he comes through. And it's funny because I'll just suddenly feel them pop in and, then they'll start.
Right.
The way that readings normally work, just so, and I always kind of reiterate this during the show at some point is, basically to, let me try to find the right words for this. We'll generally get the contact. Spirit will place themselves where they are in your life. Mother, father, side, friend, you know, can even be a pet.
Mm-hmm.
I've had spirit pets come through.
Right.
So I'll place the spirit. Then, and it's not always who you want. It's who shows up. Because believe it or not, little thing they have, they actually have lives on the other side. And sometimes it's like they're too busy, so they'll send somebody else. And you'll end up with Aunt Mamie, and you were wanting Tim, you know, or whoever. Let's just see what happens with that. I know somebody's going to come through. Let's just go ahead and do this other one first. So what is the question you have?
It's regarding a man named Danny.
Okay.
And basically, I've known him since I was a kid, since I was like 12 years old. We grew up on the same block, four doors away. So that kind of sets the stage. Now, we started dating and, you know, whatever, taking it to a different level this past June. Okay, he's acting strange. And my gut instinct, because I have a little tiny bit of psychic ability, my gut instinct is that he's really, I think he didn't realize how deep this situation was going to be between me and him, and I think he's trying to really, really process this. If I think it's just way too much over his head because he backed off from me, and when I'll say to him, hey, do you want to go to the movies or something, where he was always eager to, you know, go out, he'll be like, I don't know. So there's something wrong. And I know it's not another woman because he sits at home after he's done work and he just sits there. So there's something definitely not right here.
I think you've pinned it. Number one, when a man clams up like that, and he's just sitting there and he's acting that way, yeah, you're exactly right. He's nursing something and he's not talking about it.
Right.
And he's the thing I'm just sensing in the whole thing is was he married before? Did he have like a significant relationship prior?
He had what happened was he was with a girl for 5 years that was younger than him. They were not married, but they were living together, and he broke it off in February. I knew nothing about this, and then I was told in June by him he's not with no one, he's single, and that's why I decided to start dating him.
Okay. Just life experience speaking and just trusting what I'm getting from my guides on this is that it's he was a little fresh off the break, you know, and he hasn't really dealt with the troubles that he had from the prior relationship, and that baggage is carrying forward. He's really, if it was me, I would look at it and say, hey, I would go in and just level with him and say, I think this is what's going on. I'm not trying to pressure you. And when you're ready to talk about it, I don't want to push you. And you just kind of throw it in his corner and then leave and just walk away. And what you're doing is you're signaling to him that you're signaling to him without there being a fight situation going on. And, you know, he said, she said this stuff. It's basically just saying, hey, I'm honoring you. You know, this is what's going on with you. I can sense it. I feel it in the room. It's that 500-pound gorilla right in the middle of the room. And that's cool. And we all have our fears. We all have our stuff going on. If you want to talk about it now, great. If you don't, that's fine too. But you know, I care about you. And if you want to be friends for a little while and just kind of put it on ice, I mean, you have to decide for yourself what you're going to do with that too.
Right. My whole thing is, do you feel like once he clears out his demons or whatever he's doing over there, do you feel like he's going to come around? Because it's been a good 3-4 weeks that we have not gone out at all.
I think if you clear the air with this and you basically are taking control of the situation rather than someone has to step up to the plate. Because right now, the way it's going, if he's just sitting there, this could go on for months. I mean, he doesn't want to face it. So you're acting the adult part here because you have to. You know, it's a no-win situation. You keep going the way you're going. It's just going to be – it's actually going to make it worse.
Well, I think where my heart is, the problem is – and I got to go with my gut because it's not going to lead you wrong. My heart is telling me, look, you have to stay here at this moment where I'm at right now because I can't move forward and date a new guy because my gut instinct is telling me that if Danny would see me dating Joe over here and going to coffee and laughing, Danny would be so hurt by that, and I can't do that to that man. So,
But you can back it off a little. What I'm saying is, don't do anything rash. What I'm saying is, give him a little space.
Right, and that's what I've done. I've just, you know, I'm not asking him to go out to the movies anymore. I'm just putting the brakes on.
Now, you've probably heard the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, right?
Yes.
Have you ever read that book?
No.
Very good book to read. You want to really get an insight into the opposite sex? Go get that book. This is good for men and women. When you read that book, you will understand men and women. You will understand a whole lot about how both sides think. And men are kind of a funny beast because we're like planets in an orbit around the sun. You women being the sun. And we men are the planet going around, and the sun gets afraid that the planet's getting away because it goes off in an oblong orbit, and the woman gets all freaked out, and the guy is off just trying to process in his cave. He's just going within himself because he needs to figure out what am I feeling. We're our brains are wired completely differently. You know, guys, we have this thing about we need a little time kind of to go off and process. Like this whole week, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I was out doing the plumbing thing, but I had a lot going on. I needed to kind of go inside myself, so all my friends on Facebook are all worried about me, and I love them to death. I mean, it's not like I walk off because I'm not wanting to talk to them. It's because I'm getting, you know, I've been through a death in my family. You know, I've got a sick parent. You know, my other parent is sick. I'm dealing with pressures, you know, and work stuff. And then I'm a medium, and I'm picking up all this negative crap all over the world. So I'm going inside myself, going, what am I getting? What's going on? And I just go off, and I'm silent. This sometimes, though, can get unhealthy. And a man that's doing this, like what you're describing with me, is a man who's not really processed in a while. And he's gone deep. He's in the cave. He's deep in the cave. He ain't coming out.
Do you feel like he has realized that he has deep feelings for me and he needs to process them, whether he wants to go further with me? Do you feel that's what happened, or...?
I think that he's one foot out of a bad relationship, and going 1 foot into a new one, and he's scared stiff, and he doesn't want to make the same mistake. If you want my real feeling,
okay.
I think he cares enough about you that he's worried, and he's trying to figure out. If the way I'm getting this is that he made his own mistakes in the prior one, you know, and it takes two to have a relationship, you know, succeed or fail, and he's really analyzing. And not only that, he's just scared. I mean, it's, you know, when a man falls in love with a woman and sees permanency, it's both exhilarating and scary at the same time. I mean, you're really committing, you know. And so I'd say just I think that you really are, you're handling it very well. I mean, I like the way you're coming across with it. You're explaining it. You're looking at him, and you're worried, and you love him enough to put yourself in his position. You're trying to understand it, which is a really good sign. You know,
I think he knows I'm a real good person. You know, because he has said that.
Yeah, it's, you know, and paying attention to what's really happening. Now you may find out more. I don't sense any deception here. I'm not getting any of that. Getting fear in spades. I have had calls where I've had callers come in with similar stories, and then I find out, you know, the next thing I know, my guides are going, the guy is a flaming, you know, cheater, and he's off
he's going
out with everyone. I don't sense that with this guy at all.
Because in the past a couple of days, I'll text him until 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and he's just sitting there at home, and you know, he's on Facebook. He's not with no one anywhere he works. I'm good friends with the female manager at the front desk, and she tells me there's nothing going on with anyone, and she's with him from 8:30 in the morning till 9 at night. So
I
would tell you if something was up or something was fishy, but nothing.
Yeah, I really think that your approach on this is a very light hand and a little understanding, and just giving him a little space. It doesn't have to turn into a raging pot on the boil to start off with. You can start with a slow cook, and then let him come to it in his own way.
That's my issue.
I really think that'll happen.
Right. How long do you think I'm going to have to wait till he kind of... I mean, like, my birthday's on Wednesday. Do you feel like he's going to do anything for my birthday?
This is where your brother would be helpful to come in.
Right, yeah. Where's Bobby at this moment?
Well, what I'm going to say is this. What's funny, the problem we have as living spirits here on this side is that we all have free choice, okay? I'm not doing a cop out here. I'm just saying this is how it is. He's going to have to make that decision as to what he's going to do. If you do this, let's see, what day is today? Today's the 24th, and you got the 29th. It's your birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got 5 days. You do this thing in the next day. I predict he'll have several three or four days of seriously intense thought, because you're putting a little pressure on him. At the same time, you're backing off a little, and it's going to put him in a position of, I've got to fish or cut bait. I got to think about this. I don't think that he's going to leave you hanging on your birthday. Honestly, I don't. I think that he cares enough about you that he hasn't run screaming into the night. He's staying around. He's sitting there in the middle, just kind of shifting back and forth. I'd say his birthday is in July. I feel like he's a Cancer male. I mean, because Cancer males are like that.
He is. Yes.
I'm a Cancer. Okay. Let me tell you how we work. I do the same thing. I go back and forth, and only
that's
when
what he does.
The morsel is going to get out away from me, then I run out and grab it, and I'm like, I've got it. But that's
right,
how crab
we've
works.
We've done this before. We went out on a date. Things got kind of, serious. And then he'll back away for 3-4 weeks. Then he comes back around. But we're still talking, but we're not dating in 3-4 weeks. We're not going out.
Okay, well, then tell him that here's the deal. I think, personally, the period of time that he's taking for his little orbits is probably a little excessive. And he's got to tone that down. The fact that if a man, the natural pattern for most men, I'm just going to say, when I need a little processing time, end of the week, I'll need maybe 6 hours to go out by myself and putter, in the garage, or I'll go look, I'll go work on building models, or I'll do some meditation and work on myself. I mean, I need that time away from everybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. I need to go figure out where I'm at. Six hours is not too much.
So you're just like him. He is
a
Cancer as well.
Yeah, but 3 weeks is a little much. So I would say, I would have the talk with him and say, I know you're going through some stuff. I'm here if you need me. But I really, here's what I need out of the relationship. If we're going to go forward, I'll give you some time to think about what you want to do. And I'm willing to talk it through, and we can negotiate back and forth and find out what to do about it. And then just throw it in his corner away, and I think it'll get through to him.
Relationships
don't come with an operating manual. Guys have to make a lot of mistakes, to figure out how to treat their women, and each one's different.
I know.
So I
sent him a text message tonight, and we were talking, and I said, now listen, do you want to go out? I don't know. That's his famous words the last couple of weeks. I don't know. And then I said to him, okay, right. And then I said to him, and listen, he will not answer this question. Do you want to date me anymore, Danny? He does not respond. I asked him twice today in text messages, no answer. So then leave it alone. I don't text him for the rest of the night. Then
Okay, texting is, do you realize most human communication is more effective in person than texting? I have a very dear friend of mine who got in a fight with his wife, and I will not say his name. I was at their house, and he got into this big flaming fight, and his wife and him each had their cell phones, and they're texting each other doing the fighting. And I finally went, I went, you idiots, come in the room. It's like, grab the goddamn thing and throw it away. I'd grab the phone, I'd hide it, and I mean, I made those two get together, and it's like, I normally will never interfere in anybody's relationship. I went, you two are fighting. You invited me over here for dinner. Have your fight. Otherwise, I'm leaving. I'll go outside and wait for you two to fight, and then you can kiss and make up, and we can have a nice dinner. And it was like, they were looking at me like, what the hell got into you? And and it sort of resolved the whole thing. Then they went off and made up, and it was a nice evening. But, God, I mean, to have a fight on a text, is that insane or what? I mean,
I don't know why he's not answering, do you want to date me anymore?
Then I would say this, it's an in-person thing, and if he doesn't respond after that and he still doesn't come out of his shell, you may have a difficult decision to make. But you know, the responsible thing to do is to not keep feeding into the pattern that's happening. You need the equivalent of electroshock therapy on this. Yeah, that's
okay,
the deal.
So are you saying I cut him off with the texting cold turkey because he thrives on that? So you're feeding into
the old pattern. You don't have to cut him off cold turkey, but what you can say is, for relationship discussions, they're in person. For our relationship to progress, we're going to discuss it like adults. That's in person.
But
we don't do text. End of story.
But see, what I'm afraid of is if I cut him off with the texting and 2, 3, 4, 5 days go by and you don't hear from him, that's making you more and more distant. Is that any good?
You're in a catch 22. I mean, my gut is telling me,
you know, you cannot break his heart. I mean, even though he's doing what he's doing to me, I can't inflict pain on him. That's the position I'm in right now, and that's what it's being told to me.
Well, let's put it this way. You have a responsibility. Your number one responsibility, all human beings have this, is to themselves. That sounds selfish, but it is not.
I always put other people before myself. That's just how I am.
Wrong. You know, I'm really gonna catch you upside the chops on this one. Your number one responsibility in this life, when you take on an actual human body and enter, you know, from spirit form to human body, is to yourself.
Right.
Then you can become helpful to other people. And the ingrained value, and this is especially done to women, which I think is terrible. They're set forth with this family rule book and societal rule book that they're supposed to, you're supposed to put yourself last and blah blah blah. And it's like, you know how many women are in graveyards because of this? Because they put themselves last because they didn't put they didn't even think enough of their own symptoms of cancer or whatever is going through their body. You know, I know I'm going extreme on you here, but I'm pointing out something. You've got every right to expect him to act properly in the relationship, and if he's not going to do that, at some point you have to fish or cut bait. Now I'm going to give you a number that I'm getting is my guides say if he isn't better in 6 months, it ain't going to work. So
right, and
you've
I
got
mean
6 months
he just started
acting
up a couple weeks ago. But we also had a tiny bit of an argument, and I kind of laid into him, and he was like, you know what, I can't put up with this. Tonette's nice 1 minute, then you're mean the next. I can't put up with this, and I think we should just be good friends. And I said, Danny, we've crossed that line. Come on now. You know you have feelings for me. He says, I do, but I hide all. I hide all my feelings.
Well, I'll say this. He is playing the part very well. A lot of men are very uncomfortable with their feelings, and the minute they run into conflict, they run like children into the night, and they don't want to face it. And it sounds classic to me. I mean, I've heard this story a lot of times in different variations of the same theme. Is he a grown man, with a little boy hiding inside? Yeah, that would be my read. I mean, that's a man needs to be able to look at it internally at himself and honestly assess what am I really feeling and then deal with it.
Right.
He's got some growing up to do. You know,
yes, he does.
I really see that. Yeah.
And when I go, he works at a furniture store, and I go in every week to make my weekly payments. And I went in yesterday afternoon, and he was coming in from making a delivery. And I seen how he looked at me, and I can tell that look. And it's a look like, you know, it just touches your heart, and then he went into his office. So, I mean, what is that look about?
I think that just what I'm getting is terribly conflicted, doesn't know what to do about it. And frankly, what he needs, besides you kind of putting down a little bit of the law on this, and this whole texting thing is just really distracting. He's hiding from a direct confrontation with you. And not only that, he needs another guy who's got some relationship experience too. He needs to open up. And I would tell him that. Go find another one. Go find a friend who's got some successful relationship experience, and I would talk with him because, you know, he'll set him straight. You know, another guy with a successful relationship is going to listen to this bullshit and say, hey.
There's three other furniture guys working with Danny, and they all told him to his face, Tonette is a gorgeous-looking woman. You're crazy. You should start taking her out. It's her birthday coming up. So they're all laying into him real good.
Well, then, basically, if that's happening, then he's got male, you know, trusted male, you know, and that's in this book, by the way. You know, men will go to other men to, you know, hey, I've got a problem. I want to talk it over with you. But they have to do it for themselves. They can't just have the rules are with men. This is how we work. If I go in to talk to another man and I've got a problem and I want to pull, you know, somebody I trust, the other man, male, is automatically, and this is almost universal, is honored that this other man would come in and share a secret and talk with him about
right.
it. And we will, like, reach out to our brother and say, oh, we'll help you. And, you know, and there's this thing that happens, and we give our life experience to one another and we help each other through it. Now, what the converse of that is, this whole thing with this, I'm trying to find the right word here, is when he is getting unsolicited advice, he's going to be deaf as a post. He doesn't want to hear that. He's too lost in his own little world. He's needing an injection from you of this is how it's going to be. You either, you know what, or get off the pot. And to do it in a way that's nice, but you're setting a limit. And you've got every right to. And putting yourself last, your work to do, your spiritual lesson in this is not to put yourself last. Your spiritual lesson in it is this, because you have karma here going on. You've got this to figure out for yourself about how you value yourself. Mm-hmm. And these are the two value systems that are in clashing here. If you two work through this, I would see a good relationship. But you got some work to do, you know, and both of you got to want it. And if one of you doesn't, then your job, if he doesn't want to climb out of this pit and he's stuck in it and there's no way they're getting out of it, you got every right to go out and have another guy look at you and care about you and want to be with you. So, you know, that's right. What I would see. 6 months is your limit. I would see that maybe even being less. Just it's
okay,
really going to be what is your personal
six months from
what is your
today
personal limit?
Or 6 months from today or 6 months from the time we started dating in June?
I would say if my guys are just saying 6 months from now. If this isn't
okay.
fixed in 6 months and you're still going around this same orbit, it ain't going to fix.
Okay.
If he's willing to go through, you know, if he was to open up and tell you, I don't even know how to process this, and you say, fine, let's go for relationship work. We'll go for a counselor. We'll get somebody who can help us walk through this. And get an experienced guide to walk you through. That's what that's for. The tools are all there.
But I think him not answering me when I say, do you still want to date me anymore, Danny? With him not answering me, that means he still wants me around. Because trust me, if he had another woman or he could not stand you, he would firmly say, no, I don't want to date you anymore.
Yeah. Well, all I know is I'm going to just leave it at that. I think we've pretty well explored it. Number one, I don't have a spirit coming through, and we're running low on time. I'm coming to the end of it here. So, you know, all I could say for you is good luck, and let me know how it goes. I mean, if it were me, I'd put the law down this week. I really would.
Right.
Okay?
Now, can you make contact with my brother, or you don't know?
Right now, I've got no spirit coming through. I mean, I was waiting to see if I would get anything through, and
okay.
I've got nothing. So I'm
okay.
basically, but I'm going to go ahead and let's see, what do we got? We got 11:23. We got about 7 minutes remaining. I've got a few other callers out there. So we'll thank you for coming through, though. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Take care. All right. This is Soulstream, and let's see, what do we got? I will go into archive with the other remaining callers, So we got a couple out there. I've got, I think Kathy is out there. Nancy, God bless you too. You know, I really do. I do my best with these. I do my best. Nancy?
Yes, I'm here. I muted myself. You did do very well. I'll give you an A plus, John.
You know, it is the truth, though. I mean, I see it so often with other men who are having relationship troubles, and then the poor blokes, they go deep inside themselves. Then the poor woman's going, "What the hell's going on with this idiot?" Because he's not talking. And then this whole thing, you know, what gets me is when I hear people about texting each other about relationship stuff, it's like, I want to slap them all. I just want to walk up and go, "You idiots, don't do that. That's not cool." It's just not done. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring this other 111 caller in.
Dorothy.
Actually, no, I think that was...
Dorothy's in the queue.
Which one is it, though? I've got multiple 111s.
Dorothy, what's your number?
She's showing up to Skype. I think she's Skype. I'm going to just see if this is her. Dorothy,
okay.
Just say something.
John.
Dorothy, you're there? Yeah?
It's Sherry.
Is that you? Oh, hi, Sherry.
No, Terry.
I'm looking for... Oh, it's Terry?
Terry?
I'll...
Put me on hold again, please.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, so I'm going to try, Kathy is still out there. Kathy, are you there?
I am. Hello.
You wanted to talk to me?
I just wanted you to move on.
I'm sorry. I just have to work the problem. They come to
she
me.
Was working you.
I know it, but she was good. But, you know, she was trying to get, it's funny because you listen to these same kind of stories and, I mean, you know what I was seeing.
I do.
You know, and yeah, I mean, the trouble is that, you know, men do this, you know, and the trouble is, too, is it's a two-way street, and, you know, women in the relationships need to step up, too. I mean, but she wanted a date, you know, out of it, I mean, to get a time frame. But if he's not done in 6 months, then he ain't going to come out of it. Sorry. You know, ain't going to happen. Anyway, so you just want me to move on. So I'm going to try this. I don't know which one is energy therapies now. So
Dorothy
I'm sitting
is Skype.
Here. With,
she's a 111 number.
Okay, so I've got multiple 111s. Let me try this one.
That's
all right,
me.
Dorothy,
that's
is that
me.
You? Dorothy, yay, we found Dorothy. Hello.
Yay.
Okay, before I go on, we're going to take it 1 second before I go further. We're at 11:27. We're going to roll in. For those of you dialing in, we're going to let the show roll on. So when we lose the stream, thank you for being here. For all you that are going to be dropping off, I'll just run in real quick. We have Bright Castle 407. Kathy is on the air with me. Christy Sargent there, curious listener. Hi, Chris. Hey, how you doing today? Denise in Florida, Energy Therapies, Gerber Daisy TM, Heavenly Heathen, Indigo Path, JB34, Nancy Mums, Nancy Sky, let's see, Psychic of Light. So Satori is there, Spirit Said, and Vivian. So I got them all. So let's go on.
I have to add who? Chris.
Oh, you're adding Chris?
No, Chris has just typed into the chat that I have to add them. If they call you and you answer, you'll be this show on hook. I'm not too sure what she's trying to say. Sorry.
Okay.
How are you?
So what?
That woman rang me.
How the hell am I? I'm cooling down in here, and finally my atomic clock just synced up. I can actually see the bloody time. So everybody, thank God the clocks are syncing up. Things are starting to get back to normal. Okay.
Yay!
So we got 1 minute left on stream. But, yeah, how the hell am I? I've been a very confused man there, Dorothy. Very confused. But, you know, what I need to do is come down to New Zealand and have you take me around on dates.
That's what you need to do. You just need to bring your ass down here, and I'm sure we could sort something out for you. There's a lot of forward kind of energy here. So you're never really out of the house. Yes, it's a done deal. We've got you here. We're doing it. And we'll send you home broken ass and, you know, wishing for peace and wondering what the hell we said from the minute you landed to the minute you flew out. You'll be thinking, what the hell were they all talking about?
And I'll come back.
You think I'm bad when I'm on my own? You should hear a gaggle of Kiwis. You know, when we're all talking together, it's just like this cacophony of stuff, and it's all happening all at once, and everybody that isn't Kiwi is looking around going, what'd they say? What'd they say? What's that mean?
Oh, dear God. So what has you given an opportunity to do
the woman thing in person, because I did hear you earlier in the show say you wanted to, like, you know, have a little bit of a go at women to kind of balance out things since I do all these posts. So I thought, oh, you could do that in person. We could do that verbally right now, right here.
Oh, dear God. No. I mean, I look up at some of the stuff you post on Facebook, and I look and go, holy crap.
And if I posted
some of those suggestive things, I'd have, you know what would happen to me. But I just sit there and I laugh. I look and go, oh, dear God.
I get away with it mostly.
Yeah, you do. That's why I want to come down and hang out with you. You know, it's kind of like, okay, I want to see what happens.
I've got a spare room. No problem. I know how to feed you as well, so we'll be all good.
Sure. I've always wanted to see New Zealand, so yeah, I'll come out and do. You know, I think I'll stick out though. California. You know, I'll be like, hey, how you doing? I'm from California. Hey. And you guys will be like going, what the hell's wrong with that bloke, you know?
Yeah, but by the time you've got like three words out of your mouth, we'll have just taken over because we're not good at patience, you know? It's like, oh my God, he's a Yank and he's talking slow. Okay, we'll help the poor bugger out.
Actually, we're not as bad as the Hawaiians. Oh, dear God. I mean, have you been to Hawaii? I have been through Hawaii.
I didn't stop for long.
Yeah, well, they like some of the outer islands I've been to, and you go there, and it's like they don't want you to wear a watch. It's like too much work, you know. And they really are kind of slow and just real. They're just really easy going. After a week in Hawaii, you come back to the United States, and you just go, "Oh my God, why are these people moving so quick?" And you're telling me it's like that in New Zealand? I thought New Zealand was a laid back place.
Well, it's not that it's not laid back. We really just talk fast. Everything else, we sort of do it at a good pace, I guess. But we are kind of driven in the outdoorsy thing, you know, fishing and all of that. Outdoors, going for walks, runs. We use our environment really well. Love it. It's the talking thing that you would struggle with because we use a lot of slang. Isn't that right, Kathy? Somebody's coughing.
I think Kathy's off. Go ahead.
Oh, we lost Kathy. Get that fag out of your face, honey. Come on. I've made a joke the other day. You know, it's, I love when I'm on show with Kathy, and I love just, I know she mutes herself and puts herself out the back, and she'll be sucking on a fag and having a cup of coffee or whatever it is she's drinking. And I just love waiting. And then all of a sudden I'll say, what do you think, Kathy? And I just have this vision every time of her pulling the fag out of her mouth, shoving it down there, dropping the drink, spitting stuff out of her mouth, getting all set to answer. You know, it's like, oh, freak, she's mentioned me, you know.
In the United States, when you say fag, it's a completely different meaning. And I'm sitting here listening to this, and I'm going, oh, my God.
Unhand that fag, Kathy.
Hello, Donnelly. Oh, dear God. Oh, God. I'm going to have you on. You know, every so often, I've only done this once before, but I'm feeling the need to. Every so often, we have a margarita night here on the show. And we have some interesting things. Remember, Kathy, you were on with me on that one?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and I was sitting there talking about dog talk radio.
I remember.
There's dog talk radio. We're fine. I ran the show just great. You know, I was really sauced, but it was really good. Yeah, you know, So it would really help to have a Kiwi on to help me get through the whole thing. But,
I don't want me to drink margaritas because, you know, I've often thought about that. I thought it would be really interesting to see what would happen if I had a drink or a few drinks and did a show. I've got no breaks now. Can you imagine me having no breaks and going downhill?
I think it's something to see personally, but... what is happening with you? And you smoke these things that you call fags.
I don't smoke.
You don't smoke those. Okay.
No, but
so we'll call them.
Fags.
All right. So that's an interesting.
Have a fag. Have two fags. You know, shove them both in your mouth at the same time.
So what is your theme this week on Facebook? What's going on with you with Facebook now? Because I've been off dealing with plumbing. So you can fun at my expense with plumbing. Tell me about plumbing.
Tell you about plumbing? The thing about plumbing is men's cracks, because that's all that I think of. As soon as you say plumbing, I think, oh, bums and cracks, you know, because that's
what
you see that. Well, you ask, and I'm answering. I'm honest like that. And
I like
today,
that about you.
Actually... Yeah, today I saw this interesting thing about plumbing, and it was a photo of a man who was a plumber who was showing his bum crack. You know, his pants were down around where they shouldn't be exactly. He had a T-shirt on, and the T-shirt was a woman's head, shoulders, and his crack became her bust.
Oh, dear God.
I'll have to post
dang,
it to you.
Dang, that's nasty.
I have to look at it twice.
Kathy's back.
What the hell?
Chris is on the line.
I've got a special request, so I just have to say a word, all right, because somebody wants to hear me say a particular word. She wants to hear me say the word twat. Now, I know in England they say twat, but we say twat, okay? So it's the same thing. It's a vagina.
Oh, dear God.
Just so quickly.
We say twat here. We say twat.
Say twat as well? Well, in England they say twat.
We say twat. Did you say I couldn't understand you?
You can't understand me? It's a very challenging.
My show has gone to hell in a handbasket. Oh, my God.
Come on. We encouraged Kathy and me to be in the same space at the same time. And Vivian Violet is naughty, and she likes to get me to say words because it turns her on.
What? Oh,
She likes me to say naughty words because it turns her on. So I'm doing that for her. So it's twat or twat, whichever way she wants to take it.
Have
very
you not
British
heard that
twat.
Before? Have you not heard that before?
We always say it. You're a twat. You're a twat. Yeah.
No.
It's a
twat.
Vagina.
Did you say? It says twat. Did you say? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear you. It's like so fucking cool, isn't it? No. That Sofa King.
Oh, dear God.
I saw this ad for Sofa King, and I thought, that's really clever. I'm so fucking cool now. So we can do all of that legitimately. John? John, are you there?
I'm fine. It's okay. Keep talking. I'm fine. I don't even know how to respond to this. I'm so Californian. We're so laid back, and you really need to educate me. When I get there, you'll show me the ways. Of the Kiwi.
I will definitely show you the ways. I'll show you the ropes. I'll show you around. Whichever showing you need, I'll show.
Will I come back a better man?
John, Chris wants to be picked up.
You will go home. You will go home a better
Chris
man.
Chris wants to be
no
picked up. Is she? What's the area code she's coming from? The 513.
She sent it to you private.
Oh, I think that might be her. Chris, are you there?
This is Vivian.
Oh, hi, Vivian.
Hello, Vivian.
All right, we'll bring Vivian in on the conversation, and I'm looking for Chris.
617.
Oh, there she is. There she
hello,
is. She didn't have her hand up.
I did have my hand up. Oh, maybe I did. You're right, I didn't.
You
I didn't
hand
have my hand up. I didn't have my hand up because I was just calling to listen, and then the queen of Blog Talk Radio told me to PM you my... It's all Kathy. Like, Kathy's instigating something here. So I'll get Chris
you want
on
me
here.
To
get
pick
Chris.
You up.
She's, well,
you know
I think
you
what
want
she wants is a
up.
Cat fight, because she's all like, you know, she wants me to bitch Dorothy out for stealing my non-boyfriend. You're supposed
I don't
to be
want
my
you to
non-boyfriend.
Do that.
Oh, dear God.
I'm
very
excited right now.
So,
bring it on,
Chris.
Bring it on, baby.
You just remember who you just remember which radio show ho broke your back first.
Can we tape this? Because I would really like to see this. Just saying.
Well, this will be on the archives, eh?
No, I mean somebody whooping Dorothy.
Oh, somebody whooping Dorothy.
Tell you what, they'd have to try freaking hard.
No, John. It would be like mud wrestling.
I know exactly how to do that. I love punching women in the head. I love the nose, the crushing of the nose. It's satisfying, so satisfying.
Well, Vivian spoke up first. Let's let her show us how it's done.
Just give me one more second. John.
Oh, dear God. I've never had this many women going ahead.
Can you guys hear me? I just want to have one last.
I feel so ravished. I've been taken advantage of. Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to help you here, John. Well, I'm just giving you one more translation.
I love
one more
it
translation.
Will you do it for me again?
Yeah, I'll do it. But I want you to be cautious, because when Dorothy or someone like Dorothy says to you, I'll show you the ropes. She doesn't mean she's going to show you around or anything. Like, she's going to, like, lock you in the basement, tie you to the wall, and you are never going to get out of there, man.
She's absolutely right. Showing you the ropes means exactly that.
I'm 53 years old, and that's what I was really hoping she was doing. I know what I want in life, and I need a Kiwi woman to wrap me up, tear me limb from limb. I need this.
Hey, Dorothy,
Canadian
he's
going to
last
too,
5 minutes, and then he's going to have a bad back, so I'm just saying.
I've got unique ability. We'll take him out, hurt him, and then we'll put him back together again.
Give him Reiki.
Give him Reiki. I don't do Reiki, but, we'll fix him.
If one of you show up out here in California, I'll take you around in my Mustang and show you a good time, and then you can walk on my back.
All right.
There you go.
Well, you don't want me to
walk
on your
back.
I'll crush you like a little bug.
Oh, dear God, it's so good. I'd be going,
only,
oh, God.
I've got this special ability because I've got hobbit feet.
Now we have dead air. First, everybody talks together. And then
okay, who was saying what of the two of you were talking?
I just said I've got a special ability with walking on backs because I've got hobbit feet.
Oh, dear God.
What?
Well,
you're
I live in New Zealand.
You're supposed to take
Zealand.
Your
hobbit,
spikes
Zander
off.
Hobbit. Come on.
You're supposed
come on,
to take your track shoes off when you walk on someone's back, Dorothy.
I've got hairy feet. I never wear track shoes, baby.
You've got hairy feet.
I need
this
banana
is getting
right now.
$10 says John is going to edit this show.
Oh, no. This on. This is too good. I'm not going to edit this. I mean,
I'll raise it. Yeah.
You've got hairy feet.
I want to walk in your mouth.
Well,
actually, I've got a ball gag in your mouth.
I like to hear them scream.
Oh, dear God.
John heard ball gag, and he wanted clarification.
That's screaming away merrily, and my neighbors are all laughing. They think it's hilarious. Like, oh, my God, she's got another one. You expect him to surface in a week or so, and we'll see how he's walking.
It's like when there's a missing person over there. Has anybody been round to Dorothy's house yet?
they come and they go. You know, they don't stay. So
check
during
Dorothy's
the week,
freezer.
I'm not going
to
go there.
They know
that.
They know
that. Totally alone.
They probably have to crawl away because people don't normally walk very well after you've got them in a cage for a week. So,
right. So I just open the door and I'll go for a swim. And when I get home, they usually sort of manage to get to the driveway.
Throw them out the window.
I think Vivian needs to change her name to Vivian Violent.
I like
Vivian's lovely.
I mean, you, I'm just going to have to go from place to place. I mean, with each of you. I don't know where all of you are at, but I guess I'll start with Canada and work my way to New Zealand. I'll just
Woo-hoo!
Do that. That works.
You guys can have sloppy seconds.
now we're in a different territory. So, you know, if it's sloppy seconds, I'm just going to go full on dominatrix on his ass, you know, and just go out for the pain and enjoy that side of things.
M-E-A-T or M-E-E-T?
Oh, good job.
We should have like a kinky meetup and just tear him apart, like in a good way, though. But, yeah.
I really like this girl. I got to talk with her more. We're going to have to work on that. Where are you at?
Me?
Where are you at?
A burning ring of fire. down, the rain
flame
through
fire. I'm outside of your window.
Burns, the ring of fire.
Where are you at?
Look, I got rid of that. It's fine now. Thank you.
So where are you at?
I'm outside of your window. I'm in your tree. Take a look outside. Say hi.
Come on in, baby. I'm ready. Let's go.
That's a classic answer, man. That's great. Just look out your window, man. I'm outside of Studio B.
I'm in a Studio A, I'll have you know, and I'm looking up 513. Let's see. I was the area.
Can you have me rope or something?
Let's see. That's in Ohio. Okay.
Yes,
I'm in
Ohio.
Broken back ranch.
So, but I mean, you sort of talk. You're sort of Canadian with an American stilts, you know. It's a kind of a. You've got
me?
That. Yeah, you got. You don't have the A thing going on.
I don't sound like a Canadian.
Well, that's
She's
what
not
I'm
a
saying.
Canadian.
You're Canadian without being Canadian.
No, I'm about 5 minutes away from Kentucky. If anything,
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I'm in the corner. I'm in Cincinnati. I'm in the corner of Kentucky, Indiana, and Ohio. I am like southern Midwestern. I don't even know what
when
I'm
she was three,
saying.
They said go to the corner, and she went.
I did, and I stayed there. I like being punished.
Oh, my God. Dorothy, you can have one of each.
I have to come to California. I have a battle.
Kathy and
you.
I will just get drunk. We'll go out to the bar. You guys have fun.
I'd rather play darts.
Yeah,
I'd rather play darts.
Oh, God.
That's what Don was thinking as well. Let's play dart. I'll be the dart.
Like Austin Powers, International Band of Mystery, you know.
Don can go as the bricklayer, and Dorothy can go as the brick.
She's not going as the brick. Yeah.
I got a woman in New Zealand who wants to just thrash me every way but loose. I got another woman who likes to be punished over by Kentucky, and Chris just
wants
to walk over my back
by me,
and break.
I just want to have beer.
Me too. I want a shot glass.
In the chat room, that is a perfect question. She said, what are the dead people telling you right now?
What are the dead people telling you right now, John?
Are they saying, do it, I wish I would have.
They're right now, they're actually laughing at us. I think we're idiots. I mean, right now, I wasn't even thinking about them.
I'm shocked.
They're actually encouraging me to go for it, every single one of you. That's what they're saying. They're saying, John, you need to sample all of them.
So, John, do you have your mood lamp on?
I have the mood lamp on. I
what
do
color?
Have the mood lamp on. Along with my magic duck.
What color is it?
What?
My magic duck.
No,
I
your mood lamp. What color is it?
Oh, my color or my mood lamp is white.
Oh, what does that mean?
And I have a spirit touching the back of my head right now, unless it's a moth. Something's happening. I'm getting cuffed by the back of the head.
Dream.
I think with all the energy you guys are putting out, it's just sitting there. It's turning blue a little bit now. One of you needs to think sexual thoughts.
One of us needs
it's
to.
It's not healthy if it turns blue, buddy. It's not healthy.
No, it needs to turn red. We need red. So.
Oh,
so
you're
Dorothy,
talking about your lamp.
Dorothy,
okay, sorry.
Yeah, Dorothy, will you please do something very risque, please?
Would I say Dorothy. Something very risque?
Yes, try.
Okay, let's stroke your meat,
sure.
Something like that, or, you know, would you like your balls tickled, that kind of thing. You know, mountain
really,
noise
really
is the best too.
Say something
warm.
Really, really hot in your Kiwi slang.
In my Kiwi slang.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think there's too many hot things that we say that you wouldn't understand
yes.
that don't involve
yes.
sheep.
Yes. Well, you know.
It's a sad fact.
I've already forgotten most of the things that you taught me. So, I mean, it would be like being a virgin again. It'd be fine for me. I mean,
can't ever be a virgin
I'm,
again, sweetie. I know you really want to be, but it's a one-time thing. You know, once you've lost the virginity, memory or no memory,
but,
you know, it's over. You're now a slut.
For the guy, let me tell you what, for the guy's view of this is we want you to play that over and over again, so don't worry about it. Just go back to being that. It's okay. We're here to help.
That's so funny. And it's also so freaking bollocking, you know. It's sort of, come on, guys. The girls hate virgin guys. We hate virgins. You know, it's like, ooh, wet leg. No.
Hey, John.
It's premature ejaculation. Oh,
I know. It's a waste of time. It's like, really?
Do you
like,
really want a girl who's laying in bed going, come on, do it. Are you in yet? Come on. What are you doing? Are you doing it? Oh, is that it?
Done.
Ow.
We need to start over. Now that you're all teaching me that basically what it is these poor young men need to be taken aside and shown the ropes, right? They need to be shown. They need to have an older man say, this is what you do. Right?
They really
is that what
do.
This is?
Yes, they do. Yes,
I think
they
you're
do.
Right.
I think they just need, like a starter chip that they can just practice on. And then they
yeah,
move on to
I don't
a
think
person.
I don't think they should be allowed a real girl. I'm with you, Vivian.
Exactly.
They shouldn't be allowed
John.
A real girl till they know what to do.
I totally agree.
John would
we could,
have just
provide them. We could provide.
I would have
took
all my clothes off and everything, but he just keeps ignoring me. So fuck you. I'm just saying, right? Actually, all I was going
to
say was like,
room when you strip, Chris.
How many more people are on the board that aren't unmuted? John.
There's like a 111 and there's a 925.
Just open
and
them
none
up.
Of them. I just
open
yeah,
them,
I,
open
I,
them
and
up.
I've got a Bama Breeze person and
yes,
I've got a 91. Okay, I'm going to bring them all in. Everybody,
yeah,
Jenny,
all
I
in.
See you. I've
yeah.
got 925. I'm going to just open the board. We're going to have
good
a
good idea, John. Oh my God,
this
are
is probably
you ever
the most,
smart? I can.
This is well.
And we're
gonna
have a party
what,
now.
I'm doing what I'm told by the ladies. Okay, so I'm. You're running.
It's the only way to get it right.
Biggest orgy ever.
Exactly. Hiya, Jean. How are you?
Good, sexy Dorothy.
Hi, my Jenny.
So sweet.
I need you to record an album for me, Dorothy. Like
sure, what would you like me to speak about? It'll have to be speaking because I don't maintain consistency when I sing.
No, that's fine.
Tends to go a little bit strange.
Like
sung by the ball boys. Quartet, can't have a wee-wee just yet. Can't pass with a heart on. Oh, fuck me off. Those are the shortest songs that
I
know.
I just got off from
that. Can you sing Biggie Gone? Can you sing the words to Big John? I mean, Big Al John. Do you really need?
I don't
you
think
need
I know. I mean,
me.
I think the only bit I think the only bit I know is it Big John? Is that it? Is that what you call
Big
that?
Big John.
I don't know. I don't know any other words, but because I remember hearing it on an ad when I was a child.
And now that you do that, now that you've done that, the mind lamp just turns a very spiritual color. So really, it is meant to be.
Consider spiritual, John.
Chris. All I know.
Yes. I have no idea what's going on.
Orgasm. She's happy. One down. Next.
I am so concerned.
So I think we should
and
John a practice split so he can go and share it with all the teenage boys and show them what to do.
Say what?
Isn't that illegal?
What the hell
a practice split. So that boy can look at it and see how it feels and what he should do with it.
Teenage boys, any of that crap. They got to figure it out for themselves.
I thought you said you
had to go through it.
Didn't you say something about taking them in hand?
No.
Taking them in the hand.
I'll stick with the group. All right, I'm sticking with Kentucky Girl, okay? He's hiding. He just wants to be punished.
What I do?
I'm not going to punish. I would never find her. She's too nice.
I want to make your lamp change colors.
Really? Is
that code for something?
Well, call me later. I've got your number. We'll call, but we'll talk about it later, okay? Dear God. Oh, no. Something else changed colors, but it wasn't my lamp, that's for sure.
I want you to know how hard I've tried to pull from the good bucket tonight. I have pulled from nothing
that's right, she's
but
got a bad bucket. They need to understand about your bad bucket, sweetie. They don't know about your bad bucket. Vivian.
They have no
they need
clue
to know
how bad I can be.
Yeah,
so,
she's got
I mean,
a bad
I
bucket.
I want some recognition.
And you just turned it a perfect shade of blue. Like, really, it's seriously blue. So you're a very spiritual little nymph girl, and you're very good at it. So
nymph?
Your...
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Nymph.
I'll leave that alone, okay?
Am I a gnome?
You see, I'm thinking Big John, but in my head I'm hearing Dear John.
What?
I'm hearing really bad love story.
Oh, that's Dear John. You know, there was an ad over here as well, Dear John. When a guy goes off to war and she sends him a letter saying, you know, I'm bonking your brother and we're pregnant and too bad, too sad. And he starts to cry and, of course, you don't know the ad because it's a New Zealand ad. But they're American soldiers because we kill them off in the air.
Well, as we should, right? I'm just...
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
One man or women, and he's got this delusional grandeur type thing going on. It's like, you know, I'm the man.
Okay,
hey,
and
I'm
this,
Big John.
Dorothy, this one really is you right here.
Last night you were unhinged. You were like some desperate howling demon. You frightened me. Do it again.
Do that to me one more.
No, people think that I train hard and I get fit just because I like sport and I like to, you know, fight. And the truth is I just like to be able to say, what's your finish yet? You're finished now. What do you mean you're finished? Get out. Get the fuck out of here.
Are you done?
Send the next guy in. Send the next guy
bye,
in. Come on, we've got to cure it still. Oh, good night, Kathy.
Nobody
bye,
Kathy.
Good night, Kathy. Hey, Dorothy.
Good night.
Hi.
Sleep tight. Pleasant dreams.
You start.
Dorothy, are you naked
sweetie?
Right now?
I'm not naked right now, but I can feel my jeans pushing into those areas of my body that you would appreciate.
You know that I only want to talk to you.
The area.
I can promise I'm always naked under my clothes, Vivian.
But I'm always for you.
I know. And I would lie for you, but I don't want John to get too excited because the thought of that and this one-handed typing, and it just does me head in. you know, I sit there and I play games with these guys on Facebook, and I do often think, you know, their slowing's definitely, their typing's definitely slowed down. They're definitely now, you know, beating the meat. They're having a go at themselves. You know, they're just pulling away merrily, and it's like, whoa.
I am seriously going to get an airplane ticket, and I'm seriously coming out there to New Zealand. I'm going to take care of you.
Oh my God!
I'll get there and she won't pick me up. She'll leave me at the open.
We can't
she'll
even
leave me
find
there.
Jay. Jay has disappeared. Like we, John, fuck, don't go, man.
I sent a message on Skype, you know, and I said, "Oh, look, I hope you know you're okay with everything that I said." And he's like, I haven't heard from him since, actually. He's gone. I wrecked him. I broke him. He's done. He's over.
I'm telling you, he's
just it's another Yankee bite the dust.
Yeah.
I have a very good friend who reckons that I'm destroying men of the world one at a time. It's like every time he sees one go, he goes down and he's like,
It's like a thrill ride. You know, I mean, every guy who's at it is like, wow. I want to be
there. You should give him a safe word, and when he tries to use it, just say you don't remember. It's like, what are you talking about? Go in the cage.
What's that train song? Oh, God, you heard me?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. I thought I was on mute. We unmuted everybody. Everybody is, Mike is, everybody's hot.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Now he's got that beautiful southern accent, and John's going to he's not sleeping tonight.
So now he's going
gonna
south.
He's going to be wired. Wired.
I'm heading out. I've changed my mind. I'm heading out towards Kentucky, and then I'll work my way to Canada and then back. And then down to New Zealand.
You might never make it. We might hurt you.
No.
I'm not holding out too much hope for seeing you. Once you get to Vivian, she's just gonna tan your ass. By the time you've left her place, you'll be just limping your way home. Vivian's got a very big, naughty bucket.
That is if she still has any legs left. So I like to make stew. I make a really good stew.
Oh, that's the way to my heart right there. You know, so
everything else.
She's a black widow.
Called the wrong number.
Well, this is about as paranormal as it fucking gets, really.
I was envisioning a nice spiritual show, and it turned into this.
No shit.
As the crutch,
I think you know as well as we all know that it stops being really nice and spiritual when The Real Housewives is usually called.
It's very spiritual. That's why everyone's like, oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God!
No,
we can turn this around in a very chakra moment. We're all in the base chakra, just in case anybody was curious.
Throbbing headache.
Throbbing.
I'm not going to go there.
I'm saying for the throbbing member. You know, it's like throbbing member. I haven't heard that phrase ever.
I have a
ever.
Throbbing area.
A throbbing areola?
My area is throbbing.
Well, that's healthy. Actually, my head is throbbing.
I really am going to need a woman. Anyway, you're killing me. You know that.
I have a single friend in California.
He's all talk, you guys. Anyway, really. Come on.
We know this.
Bullshit. Okay.
He should just stop a long way from the West Coast to New Zealand, pick us all up, and
we'll
end up
chasing a car. He loves the chase, but doesn't really want to catch the car.
I'll have you guys know, I already went out on a date in my car yesterday. I had a great lunch with a beautiful woman. And I'm thinking about pursuing that a little further, but It doesn't mean that I'm in a single mode. It just means I'm dating. And therefore, if one of you makes it out to California and wants to ride in my Mustang, I will treat you nice.
I'm telling you, I'm outside your window.
That sounds like fun, John, and I promise I'll slow down before I let you out.
Come for a ride, my Mustang, baby.
Hey, what do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
I'm waiting outside of your window, like literally. I'm in the tree. Kind of chilly.
It means her nipples are erect if she's in the train.
I want you to go to the captain's quarters. I want you to strip down, and I want you to wait for me after I'm done with my duties on the bridge.
What do you mean strip down?
She's like, I have to put clothes on to start.
I don't know. When he puts his radio voice on,
that's kind of hot. Your radio voice. But, you know, when you were like, oh, talking like, oh, my God, I'm going to like, you lost the air. But then you got your radio voice back, and I was like, oh, that's kind of hot.
You like it when I talk that way.
Do you really
like my radio voice?
Do you like it when I talk like that?
See, I bet, you know what, I've had... had a number of blog talk women come on and tell me, you know, I've gotten letters that you wouldn't believe over my voice, which just blows me away. I mean, really?
So you saw me on TV.
You saw me on Haunted Highway.
Yeah, and I saved it. I haven't deleted. I'll never delete my DVR again.
Oh, look at that.
I saw you in your bathtub.
But just as expected, it only took a couple minutes, and then it was over.
I was just going to ask, what's that sound I'm hearing? Is that fat, fat, fat?
John warned me about it. He did say it was pretty short. I mean, you know,
short and stubby.
I'm good with my hands. I just want you to know I'm good with my hands.
You are.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
I believe you.
Thank you.
I'm a midget.
I've had a lot of tears.
I'm a midget. She has nothing more to barter with. She goes, you don't have to worry about my knees tiring out. I'm a midget.
I'm a midget.
My knees are going to have a bend.
She goes, I'm a midget. And Judy, your hair smells terrific. Midget isn't the right word anyway.
I had the image of that midget woman from that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where they're on Mars and she's firing the gun. That just came to me. I don't know. Total Recall. Remember that when she was on she's shooting the machine gun on the thing, and I'm thinking, wow, that was really talented. And she was kind of cute.
My favorite part is when they get their face.
You're sounding just nervous. Put a kinky there, John.
Well, you know, I mean, a guy looks at, you know, variety and says, I'm a purveyor
of porn
like,
as
you know?
Well. I'm a purveyor of porn as well. I draw the line at certain abnormality.
You draw the line at what?
Certain abnormalities.
Yeah.
Only certain abnormalities. There's some abnormalities on some
part. Most
versions
are okay for Dorothy, but she does draw the line.
Yeah,
pretty much. Morals.
I do have a line. It might be, you know, my standards might drop rather to the basement, but there is a line that I won't cross.
Okay, right here.
Hey,
right?
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
That's it.
My body can cash every check my ego writes.
So, Nancy, Mom, how's it going? This is pretty interesting discussion.
You talking to me?
You talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
I just didn't want anyone to forget about you, Nancy.
I'm here. I was away for a while, and I just got back.
The fry pan woman.
Oh, good.
Then you missed all of the...
That's what I need. I need a woman with
animal.
A frying pan. That's it. Right there. She's
and John.
Close by. I'm in the car. I'm coming down now.
John.
See you guys later.
What?
Bye.
Are you going to make me eggs or something?
What?
I'm hungry.
Right after this show, you better change the rating on it, too, eh?
Really? I think you
yeah.
might have a point.
So, this is so not even X. Like, I could totally take, especially with Dorothy, because I know her kind of, sort of, like, in
really?
That way, you know. But, no, I'm just kidding.
In that way.
Yeah,
in that way.
Totally
in that way. She knows
me
that way.
This
is not X. Trust me.
That way.
It's sort of a light PG with an R. But I'm not even thinking about it. Somebody downloads this, they better know what they're in for going forward. I mean, that's just the way it works, too.
I tell you what, you've got a filter. Your last caller is the filter. By the time you get halfway through that, they're not going to hang in for this part of the show.
No.
That lady, you know, that's like, well, you know, I rang up because the same reason Kathy did. We just wanted you to get her off. And she rang my show, John, last Sunday.
She wanted you to get them off, John.
I just so wanted to talk to her. And I'd said to her, you know, oh, this guy here, he's not interested in you, and you're just going to have to let it go. He's doing it on purpose, blah, blah, blah. Don't call him anymore. And a week later, you'll get the whole spiel again. It's just cracked me right up. I think she's a stalker. I think she's a stalker.
I could see, the trouble I have is I'm too nice.
Yeah.
That's why
I'm
I wanted
nice.
To get on there, because
yes.
I wouldn't have done that. I'd have just got on there and I said, look, bitch, you know, let the man go. He doesn't want to. He's telling her. He's texting. She even says it. He's telling her. So you know, encouraging a stalker is a bad, bad, bad thing, except for Vivian. She's a good, good, good thing. Okay.
I'm trying to get her to see that she has part. She had a part in the relationship, though.
You'd be well,
I mean, she had a
partner.
She's not going to listen. You know what?
That.
She's making out that it's only a couple of weeks, but it's been months. It's been ages. And
John,
it's
when you
years. What are you saying?
When you hear somebody start to lay out all the reasons why they really
yeah.
shouldn't be in this
exactly.
relationship, and then say, so should I, blah, is you
yeah.
say, and then when
no,
you start
cool.
to say, yeah,
okay.
then you say, oh, but I can't hurt him. Like, my guy, I'm hearing
know.
That I can't hurt him. You know what? You're just looking for every excuse to remain in a shitty situation so that you can linger around in drama all the time and always have these questions.
But this
you know,
is
like,
why,
is she...
see, this is why I don't, this
I love
is why
the
I don't like, this is why I don't like psychic readings. And when I do this, it's like, especially if I have a light night going on and I don't have any other calls,
yeah.
fine, I'll play along.
Yeah,
and
I hear you.
Don't think I don't see it, because I do. The point I'm trying to make is I'm trying to get them out the door better than when they came in. And if I have to put up a little BS, I do.
Yeah, there are people
I listen to those stories, and if they call me back, I'll remember that. Normally, I won't remember all my readings, especially legit ones, because it's like in and out.
Like,
but if I hear that voice again, I'll go, hey, I remember you. And
I guarantee
then I'll go, I'll
you.
Just,
she has
I'll,
called
I'll
your
give
show.
Them short
in and out. I just, you had me at in and out, John. Stop right here. In and out.
So, you know
Ooh, you
what? That
to,
is not
You
okay.
want me to cover you in hamburger buns? Is that what you're asking?
You know what,
do?
John?
And
my
mayonnaise?
Biggest fear... My biggest fear about falling
and
in love.
Buns.
My
eating,
biggest
please.
I need
you
to
eat
say
clean
something.
And fresh. Sorry, Chris.
My biggest fear about falling in love with you, John, is that your readings would last longer than our relationship. Like, I would get more of your time if I called in for a reading than if I went for a date.
Shower in our future, though.
We would have to arrange for private readings then, you know, if we were dating. Hey,
right.
Hey, honey, can I get a private reading tonight? Because it would take longer than you
we
know.
We could develop a whole
minutes.
New game. Instead of talk to the hand, it's talk to the veg, baby. Talk to the veg.
Red snapper.
You're going. Oh, no.
Did I do it again?
I've never had a reading.
John.
I've never I've never had a reading where I had to ask at the end, was it good for you?
That's good, John.
How did I do?
It's all like it's all over if they have to ask you if you had an orgasm, because I just can't even believe that. You know what I'm saying? A, you should never have to ask because you should just do your job and make sure. But B, if you can't tell the difference between when somebody's really having an orgasm or not, then you don't even belong. You don't even fucking belong in the game.
Faking goes on both sides. I just saw an article about this, that men and women both fake it. Believe it or not. That guys fake it.
I don't know.
Imagine them faking it both at the same time. Oh, my God. What a tragedy.
I don't know.
What a waste.
You kind of know when the semen's ejected, you know?
Yeah.
There's stuff that comes out the end of your penis, John.
Maybe he never had to swallow. Maybe he only thought he was having orgasms.
All these years and I didn't know.
I would know because I would run out of facial moisturizer really quickly.
Oh, my God.
No, I really like this Kentucky
Jenny, she
dog.
Belongs on Judge Neal's show.
She is on Judge Neal's show.
Okay.
That's where I normally belong.
It's all making sense now. That's funny.
Oh, dear God.
You totally called it.
It's like all the penises and everything aside, as soon as I hear somebody tell me about face or moisturizer, then I know that they put, then I know like they're a really dirty person. Nipples and everything like that.
Swallow.
Your boyfriend, because I don't like paying money for moisturizing lotion.
You guys have inspired me. I'm going to start a show that's just X-rated for us to say whatever we want.
Cool.
And then have these discussions because this is a whole new area. I never really heard these things before. This is new.
Right,
so
John.
I'm learning so much.
We know that you read them 99-cent movies. You hear that and more in them 99-cent movies you rent.
I prefer the real thing. I just
the picture starts. I know you read my Facebook post.
Who needs Playboy when you have kiwis? Yeah,
kiwis.
Talk to me. Yeah,
kiwis.
Say that again.
Say what?
Say that again, John. I missed what you said.
I just love it when the Kiwis talk dirty. It's true.
Say goodnight, Nancy. Say it out loud. Everybody shut up for Nancy Mum to say goodnight.
She got kicked.
Oh, dear God.
John, you weren't even paying attention. You lost your pregnant woman.
I've only got all these hot women all around me. It's like, Jesus. And how do I know which 111 got dropped? How would I know? There's a 111.
Because
there's like
Mr.
multiple
111. Mr. Smarty Pants, the host, when you find out who you have on the line, you click under their number and you type their little name there, and then poof, you know who they are.
Well, hell, I didn't know that.
Well,
I even knew that.
Things she doesn't know. It wasn't me.
Like, oh, John, you have so much to learn.
Stick with us, John.
Chris, you need to send a private lesson.
So I can click on your knickers and I can get your name in there.
Well,
wow. Put your mouth anywhere near my knickers.
Geez.
You're a deep
can
shit.
Can I put my mouth in your knickers?
I didn't know I had to put pants on to come here. Jeez.
Ooh. Oh, dear God. So you're really telling
Anything
me that
I
you're naked?
You about
you're naked?
A radio show
you called in here... You called here naked? Is that what you're saying, Chris?
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Yes, I think she did.
No, she
no,
did.
I do.
No,
I do,
didn't.
Yeah.
Jenny knows me. I'm just saying I did not have knickers on. Doesn't mean I don't.
No. I always on a call-in, I am. So.
You're always naked on a call-in?
Really?
Vivian. Vivian, yeah. Vivian. You know what? We need to start up our own call in what would you call it? You know, when somebody rings in and you just talk dirty to them? We need to start one of those and make it funny.
But I was mad. I wouldn't be able to
talk about it.
We'd just have them pay per minute, and I'd start the whole thing, you know, pay per minute, and I'd start with, can you feel me rubbing my fingers up and down your penis? Can you feel that? Can you feel it? And then you could take over. And you could talk about being naked and out the window and your nipples sticking out
and
I
just
wet
feel
T-shirt.
I know, right?
It's called a clip,
girl.
You want to know something that nobody knows about me? Can we keep it amongst us, ourselves?
Yeah.
When I say stuff like that, my hands actually...
See, there's something
hands,
that they don't know after what you...
Her hands really do it.
My hands actually do the motions. When I talk about stuff like that, I even when I'm saying goodbye, I actually wave my hands. They just don't stop moving. And so when I'm talking about, you know, wanking and stuff, or when I'm actually my fingers moving or my hands moving, or I just can't help myself.
If I was going to do phone sex on the radio with Blog Talk Radio listeners, I'd be all like, buddy, you're fucked. You're fucked. And you're fucked, too. And you're all fucked. You're all fucked. It was a group fucking. You're all fucked.
Dominatrix, see? That's how they like it.
It all started because Chris is naked.
We have a show where we go to Alaska and we sword fight. You have to think about that.
I'm not talking about a show. I'm talking about pay per minute phone calling. You know, they call in and you know we do the role playing thing. You know, they can have both of us. There's you playing the sweet, lovely little voice, sexy wee Viv with her naughty bucket in her spade with her toe in the sand. You know. And then there's me, more like a dominatrix. I'm going to fuck you right now, right up. I'm going to just grab you. So I do the tough stuff. So you'll be the soft lady, and I'll be that.
And it's so funny. John probably
got you all the way from there.
Oh, my God, it's not sweat.
I need a dom and a strumpet right now. I mean, give me both of them.
Cross-content.
My head's going back and forth, going, which one do I want?
Back and forth. In and out, back and forth. Like, don't do back and forth. You might bend it the wrong way.
You'll die far too quickly.
In and out.
Get away. I tell you what I believe. I believe that the penis, the man's penis, has an inbuilt compass. which way is up, okay? And which way to point the body to get what it wants.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. She's got her legs open over there. I'm going to face her. And, oh, look, what's growing in my pants. Can you notice, baby? Can you see it? Can you see how much I want you? I love
and then you
baby.
You just whip it. You whip it with a cat of nine tails. You whip it.
Good.
John, you want to whip your erect penis. That really doesn't sound fun, hey?
It goes the other way around. You've been watching porn. They use their penis to whip your face. That's how it does. That's how it goes.
I just heard the word cat of nine tails, and I was like, that didn't put the image of somebody's penis whipping someone's face.
But you want to bring a kendo stick into this mix? You can get a kendo stick in the mix. It's fine.
Kendo.
I'm just learning so much listening. You guys are great. I'm learning so much. I'm taking notes.
Yeah, we're considering ourselves teachers. You know, Vivian's wearing a little nurse's uniform. I've just got the tie and the little gym dress. Chris, what are you wearing, honey?
I'm not saying. I got pink slippers on.
Chris ain't wearing anything. She's just wearing slippers.
She's not.
She's dropped the bra. She's dropped the bra on the t-shirt. Blue t-shirt.
I don't always put a bra on if I'm leaving my house.
I want her to wear an equestrian outfit.
She would look good in that. And she gets to have a croc. Yeah, the croc.
Yeah, exactly.
Whack your ass.
Exactly.
You know,
and she has the saddle and every saddle.
It's all fun until that crop whacks you. I'm just saying.
It's not whacking you, know? You, that's the thing. It's not whacking you.
Like that.
I heard that.
Like that. Did you feel that, John, baby? Did you feel that?
Oh, God.
I just seen a bad, bad boy.
If we could only all have. I wish we would all be in the same room. This would be so cool.
And turn the lights on.
And then just say you had a physical memory. We could carve our names into you. I mean, what? That's awful.
Sort of tattoo, baby.
I like this girl. The more she talks, I just go, wow. You know, pain and innocence all wrapped into one.
Vivian wins.
Vivian's got this sweet little voice, and she's really just a
evil shit out of you, man.
She's just carnal lust. She's carnal
like
lust.
Twins from The Shining.
I would also be careful of your back door, buddy, because that sounds.
Be careful of your back door.
I'm just saying.
I'm looking at the title to the show and thinking it's really more appropriate than you ever could have imagined. Welcome to Soulstream, an evening of connecting loved ones together.
Yes.
Black queen, baby.
Orgy.
Tonight, that all went out the door. Trust me. It was.
Surprise.
I had no clue it was going to end up like this. What happened to my sweet show? But now, you know.
Are you
interested?
You should be. What happened to your show?
I'm going to kick our asses off. Here.
Bye. Who's saying bye-bye?
I'm not
somebody
say
goodbye.
I'm not sure.
Are you going to have somebody else next week, John?
What's that?
Are you coming back next week?
Well, hell no. You guys ran me off. You know, I'm going to be back. You know.
He's coming back sooner now.
Yeah, actually, I love being walked on. This is great, you know, especially when the sweet one in Kentucky talks that way.
Vivian.
I don't live in Kentucky.
Well,
he wasn't paying attention. I think it's time
that.
To move on. See, he's not even listening. He doesn't. He's not even listening to you.
I know.
Where you're from. He's thinking about fried
like
chicken
that.
Now.
Yeah.
His compass is telling him which way to point his body.
Or just get the bucket of KFC.
Bucket
of KFC and rub it all over you. That'll be it.
Oh my God!
I know a story about that. Great.
And then the gravy. And the gravy is the best. You know, you just pour it on, and it's
gravy.
Wonderful.
The what?
Yeah,
the baby gravy.
Ew.
It's gravy. That gives you the gravy.
Anything more than that is gravy.
Yeah.
Well,
long,
you know what? In a
scat
movie, gravy isn't so flash, so you just did a major turn
a
off right
movie?
There.
Come on, Dorothy, really?
Gravy.
Want to hear about scat.
You know what? No. This is innocent, I promise you. We went to the movies last night, and do you want to know what we saw? Do you want to know? Do you really want to know? We saw Ted. Have you seen Ted?
La, la,
have you
la,
seen
la.
Ted?
Did you say Ted?
No, seriously. Ted. T-E-D,
oh,
Ted.
Ted.
Oh, don't you speak English?
Ted.
Don't you speak English?
Pig. I'm like going pig?
Ted.
I didn't know there was a pig movie.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Bright.
Tit?
Ted.
Ted, darling. No, Tit is Tit. Ted is Ted.
Tit.
Tit is Tit. That's booby is Tit. Okay, and Ted. It's Ted, can't you hear the difference? Is something wrong with
the
place?
Up, you know.
Like
a man
like a baby pig latches onto
its
feet.
It's for not behaving. Yeah. Now, Ted, the movie, did it,
yes.
You know, it's just a new movie out, right? It's been out for a month or so or whatever, right?
Yeah,
you know
I guess
the one with
there.
Mark Wahlberg in it?
It's the bear. And the bear's alive, and you think, oh, this is going to be some kind of cutesy little dumb, stupid little movie. And you get in there, and you name it. If it's not allowed, it's in there, including scat. I'm not kidding. You've got a teddy bear bonking this luscious woman in the produce at the back. And the teddy bear's got no penis, you know. And you're thinking, well, that's weird. And then they get a bit further down, and he's talking to the owner of the grocery store, and then he starts saying, the grocery store owner's going, oh, how did you do that? You've got no penis sort of a deal. And he goes, I used the parsnip. He's going, oh, my produce. And he said, it's okay, I sold it to the little girl. It was a bizarre movie. I have never been, I'm not prudish at all, in case you hadn't noticed. But I sit here and I'm